It's Tuesday, the 26th day of May, 2026. I am your embattled host, coming to you from the Alex Jones Network.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Victor Boot, huge Russian insider, known as in the West as the Merchant of Death. Really, he's just the Russian version of Eric Prince. Very smart. Big listener of this show for about 13 years. Daily listener. He doesn't even really do a lot of Russian TV. He doesn't do any Western television. He's joining us in the second hour. He said about 3 months ago, and ever since then when he comes on every few weeks, that Putin's taking the gloves off and is going to blow Kharkiv and Kiev off the map if NATO doesn't give up, because he knows NATO is building and massing weapons for huge assaults on Russia. And, of course, a week ago they hit Russia with over 1,000 drones and missiles, including Moscow. So over the weekend, Russia hit them with over 1,000 drones and missiles, much larger, and just blew huge sections of Kiev off the map. They hit in the middle of the night, government buildings, you name it. They didn't want to kill people, so they hit them in the middle of the night. And Putin's now, through his surrogates, been saying they're going to start hitting them during the day. And they're going to start hitting all the government buildings, which they have not hit yet. So that's started. And so all those ministries and places that Zelensky and NATO operate out of are about to get flatten. Just a massive out-of-control escalation, a year and a half plus into Trump's administration. He said he could end it in a week. I didn't think he could do that, but I thought he could, you know, pull the funding from NATO and the intelligence to Ukraine, because the U.S. directs the weapons, all of them, the satellites, and it would stop very quickly. Not in a day, but, you know, in weeks or months. And now all of that is slipping through our fingers and just escalating worse and worse and worse. And I noticed that whenever I basically lay out the facts, I see a lot of the boomers on X and elsewhere going, oh, you're just a defeatist. Everything's going wonderful. Everything's going swimmingly. When I said on Friday, when Trump said we're just hours away from a peace deal, it's done. That's got to be the 40th time. I only counted up to 38. I think it's 39 or 40 times he said it. And I said, I don't think this peace deal will go through because Israel's not going to allow Trump to sign it. And then I saw the classic comments, which I don't care about being attacked myself. I just see the mindset of 30, 40% of MAGA. And they're like, oh, look, you hate Jews because you say Israel is controlling our policy. Well, I mean, Israel brags they do. Ben-Gavir, their national security head, who's even more wild-eyed than Netanyahu. Everybody wants Netanyahu to die of prostate cancer or be killed by an Iranian missile. I don't. Because then you get Ben-Gavir in there. Well, he came out last night. We got the clip coming up and said, we will, quote, not allow Trump to sign a peace deal. So, I mean, that's what I told you they'd do. And now Trump says, oh, we're not in a hurry to get a peace deal now. He follows this exact cycle of BS every 3-4 days in the last 87 days of this war. And then Huckabee said that Israel will rule the earth. We have video of that. I mean, this is getting off.
I want to start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Okay. Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Is that burning your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DalekShow.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Tuesday, May 26th, 2026. I'm your embattled host, Alexander Emmerich Jones. Well, Ukraine means NATO, and Russia have been exchanging thousands of missiles and drones at each other in the last 5 days. And large sections of the capital of Ukraine have been blown off the map. The Russians are now hitting government buildings intensely for the first time. Whole factories, huge facilities are just being vaporized. And Victor Boot, massive Russian insider, you can't get more insider, said that Putin is preparing to intensify the attacks and then we'll roll in with classic infantry tactics, like they did in World War II, with overwhelming force. They've got 500,000 extra troops ready to go in, another 200,000 Korean troops on the border. They moved tactical nukes in Belarus up to the border. That's 700,000 troops, and then they will simply lower their artillery from an elliptical to basically straight on, and then just roll into the towns and cities and flatten everything. And that's called scorched earth. That's what the Marines did in Fallujah. And in a month, completely destroyed it. You can't stand against it. Putin did his security zone. He said, this is the area we're going to keep. He told the U.S., you can have Ukraine as long as the U.S. takes it, signs a deal with us for $37 trillion in rare earth minerals. We'll give you the exclusive. We have the most of the whole planet. We'll cut China off. And the U.S. can take it, and you can have 90% of Ukraine. But we want the U.S. to give us a security guarantee and to stop Western expansion. But here's a gift. That's official. Putin's been saying it for over a year. Trump said, that's a great deal. I'm going to do that. But the neocons and the Northern Group, it's an alliance within NATO led by Starmer and Macron and Mears, said no. They said nein. And so Putin has let everybody know officially over the weekend that he's getting ready to start flattening Kharkiv and Kiev, the two largest cities in Ukraine. And then there'll be some provocation into Belarus. Russia will probably stage a false flag or something. That's how governments operate. And you're going to see a massive Belarusian Russian invasion from the north, because that's the quickest access into Kiev And then NATO has said if that happens, they'll officially start striking Russia, and the threat escalation ladder, the escalatory process goes parabolic, like a SpaceX Starship. And in most war games, we have a full nuclear war. Hope everybody is enjoying their normalcy bias that nuclear weapons haven't been used since 1945 because Russia just fired another one of their modified ballistic missiles that travels over Mach 10. And in Russian, it translates into a nest of nuts. And that's, of course, just classic MIRV technology. But this is hypersonic MIRV technology. And so it comes back in. It goes up into space, turns around, comes back in at 10,000, 15,000 miles an hour. They've got hypersonic missiles. Reportedly, they go Mach 20. We reportedly have them as well, but the Russians have shown off Mach 15. You can't shoot them down with lasers, particle beams. Any missiles are completely worthless against it. The U.S. has our best systems over there, and the THAAD and others, and they completely failed. It was just a demonstration, and Putin reportedly has thousands of this particular type of ballistic missile. It's also interesting to note, they were not hydrogen warheads, hydrogen bombs in the warheads, and there was no conventional explosives. Just with the kinetic energy of the empty warheads, we can show you footage of it. NATO is saying they think there's 10 warheads in each one, or MIRV packages, reentry devices. But if you count it up, it looks like a lot more. Go back to the nighttime of the ICBM coming in. It's a black night. You see a whole bunch of... that looks like a lot more than 10 to me. You see those clusters? Now, what they think is that each MIRV pops open and it has its own little chestnuts inside. But count those up. That's a lot more than 10 projectiles coming in. And so each projectile blew up the equivalent of, an entire high rise. I mean, it just, a super Walmart, just gone. Each one, huge city blocks, just gone. That's what happens when just a warhead about 3 feet long and about a foot wide with no explosives hits your ass. That's kinetic power. Now, I've told you about the United States decapitation weapons that we already had in orbit by 79. It's the last thing that got accidentally declassified. Dr. Bob Bowman, the secret head of the Star Wars project, even before Reagan officially called it that, was able to release a lot of that before he died. He was dying of leukemia. Came on my show and spilt his guts 2 weeks before he died. I mean, I'd known him for years. Great guy. He was a 9/11 truther and had been in a naval aviator, everything else. But they had accidentally declassified the Meteor gun weapons we have that we already had up by the late 70s. And that's just a simple platform with, at that time, 100-pound DU jacketed in armored alloy. So it's not nuclear, but it has a huge weight. That's the heaviest thing there is depleted uranium. Or it's one of the heaviest metals. And then you fire it from orbit into a gravity well with a small booster on the back. It's like a glide bomb. It's got some targeting to it, but you just drop it into a gravity well and it goes up to 30,000 miles an hour. And 100 pounds of DU, you got to jacket it in a fire-resistant alloy because DU burns, would go a mile through granite and be the equivalent of a small tactical nuclear weapon. And that's to take bunkers out. Now, those are called decapitation weapons. It's meant to take out government leadership. So I don't know why Trump used B-2 bombers to hit all of those Iranian sites, the nuke sites, because they let the Russians know in the early 80s that we had it. The U.S. did classified demonstrations, I'm told, with the weapons and sent the Russians, you know, the footage of it done out at the proving grounds out west. And when the Russians saw that, they'd already deployed some similar but smaller systems. They're like, yeah, we're bankrupt. We can't beat this. Because Star Wars was completely offensive. Golden Dome is offense, okay? They tell you it's defense. Horse manure. So these aren't even DU warheads. And let me tell you, if the Russians were in checkmate in the 80s because we had this stuff, you know they've been all over it. That's what this is. If those were DU Sabos, you would have, you know, 3-mile-wide craters, okay? I mean, seriously, if they were dropping those. But the Russians are letting everybody know. I remember about a year and a half ago, Putin hit 8 warehouses after they launched a big attack, Operation Spiderweb, wherever it was a year ago. And when I saw the photos of the warehouses, and the media's like, look, they've got holes at the top of the warehouses, and you know, part of it blew up, but it's not that powerful. And I said, watch, Putin's going to say that's a nuclear weapon delivery demonstration, and he's going to say we didn't put warheads on it. 1 hour later, he came out with a video statement and said, those didn't even have conventional explosives on them. That was simply a demonstration of what we can do, NATO. And people freaked out, went, oh, my God, Jones talks to Putin. How did Jones know that? He's a effing Russian. No, I just know weapons. I've been fascinated with this since I was a child. My dad would take me to weird, you know, I say weird defense symposiums and stuff to, you know, people talk about this stuff because I wanted to hear about it. Take me to, you know, Republican speeches of senators and House members and to hear Reagan and George W. Herbert Walker Bush speak. Just, you know, good parents giving me good stuff. You know, they took me to the opera, took me to country music events as well. You know, we did it all. Went to Willie Nelson's 4th of July one time out in Luckenbach. It was a wide-ranging education. We went to the rodeo and the rest of it, but we went to all the little fancy stuff, too. And so that's how I got into all that, and that's how I know all that. And it's not hard to know that, okay? And so Russia is officially letting everybody know they're not messing around. And to add to that, Russia's Lavrov tells Rubio Americans should leave Kiev now. So days or weeks ahead of massive military assaults in Ukraine and then escalation back and forth with NATO. Yes, that's a prediction unless NATO backs down, which I don't think they'll do. Russia urges foreign nationals to leave Kiev after mass attack. Our media is spinning it that Russia for no reason did this. This is in response to over 1,000 missiles and drones hitting mainly Moscow, including apartment buildings and girls' schools. I'm sure it's another accident again. Just like in Iran, yeah, right. Russia pressures U.S. Ukraine allies to flee, threatening systematic strikes. Putin closes airspace in Moscow over assassination fears, the British media says. No, they're getting ready to go to full war, and they know more attacks are coming. They shot 600 drones and missiles at Moscow. They stopped over 500 of them, but over 100 hit. That's why they're doing that. And, of course, assassination fears, too. But they don't want to ever say, oh, because Russia just got bombed. While they're trying to make a peace deal. So it's the same story over here. On the eve of Trump getting a peace deal last year with Russia, NATO launches Operation Spiderweb, hitting thousands of targets across Russia, including 4,000 miles from Ukraine on the coast of Russia by Japan. You know, the drones coming in and you, the big high-tech drones, and you see the bear bombers, part of the nuclear triad, and you see the bear bombers getting blown up, boom, 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 on the tarmac. Those are designated strategic air reserves and are inspected by the UN and by the U.S., just like ours are. Those are targets under law and treaty you're not supposed to hit. Just type in Operation Spiderweb, bear nuclear bombers hit. It's famous footage, but if you want to see that, folks. So now let's shift gears over to Iran. And guys, look at the actual date. Israel attacked the 28th. That's when the war really started, of February. How many days are we from February 28th until now? The U.S. got in a few hours later in the middle of the night, in the early hours of March 1st. How many days is that? 85, 86, 87, 87 days, 10 hours. So within 3 days of the war starting 87 days ago with Iran that Israel drug us into, Trump said, we're going to win. We've already won. We changed the regime. They're about to fall. And then he said it again a week ago, and then he said it again Friday that, okay, we got a peace deal within hours. And I said Friday, I don't think that's the case. This is this weird psychology Trump involves himself in. And if he follows the last pattern, he'll then say, oh, actually, I don't even need a deal. I don't want a deal. And he said that today. So it's this weird cycle where if you wanted to discredit America, you wanted to have nobody do diplomatic deals with you, as all these top diplomats and statesmen are pointing out, and Ron Paul's pointing it out, and people go, no, that's trillion D chess, so they're off balance. Off balance, they've closed the strait, they've got us by the short hairs, as the Pentagon warned Trump. So Trump has been put into this trap. Israel, for whatever reason, has control and have said, their top minister of national security, I'll put the clip in a moment, that they are not going to let Trump do the deal. You can argue all day if it's a good deal or a bad deal. No, Iran gets more now than they even had under their Obama deal. But that's because they've been forced into a corner, and now they haven't fallen through perseverance, through attrition. That's what that's called in warfare. And they control the Strait of Hormuz. If they didn't have the Strait of Hormuz, if they weren't geographically located there, it wouldn't matter. If you want to just bomb them into the Stone Age, we can sit there and depopulate them and cut their food off and sanction them like we did Iraq and kill millions of them, which we did. And Mount Madeleine Albright was, just a good price to pay. 500,000 kids that have died, up to 2 million later. She goes, yeah, we do it again. Great job. Want to see it? But because Iraq doesn't sit on the Strait of Hormuz. Okay? So every time Russia wants a peace deal, they get giant drone attacks at their capital, their military bases, everything else. And every time Iran comes to the table and was reportedly backing off a lot of their unreasonable demands of get all your military out, give us $500 billion, and we're keeping all the uranium, they're like, okay, we'll send the uranium to third-party country and have international group come in, we can have nuclear reactors, and okay, but we do get the straight with a deal with some of the other Gulf states to have a pooled tax to rebuild. A toll tax, and then right when the delegates are meeting, the U.S. hits the Strait of Hormuz and blows a bunch of missile targets and ships, saying, oh, we think they might have been laying mines. Who knows? Normally, I'd say, okay, maybe that's true. Generally, when the Pentagon tells something about a strike or why they did it, it's true because they're smart enough to know there's a lot of other cameras and people and drones, and they don't want to lose credibility by lying. It's not that they, at the top of the Pentagon, don't lie sometimes, but only when they get away with it. So right when they're about to meet, or were meeting, the U.S. starts attacking again. Israel starts bombing Lebanon again. Israel now says, oh, we are taking southern Lebanon, and we are going to put settlements in it. Wow! And you've seen the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, and he is the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., not the U.S. ambassador to Israel, say they can take the entire Middle East. They can take it all, told Tucker Carlson. Well, now he's telling on national TV elite academic Jews and their students that you are going to rule the earth. Well, that kind of ties into the classic claim you say the anti-Semites make, that there's a secret plot of the Zionists to use Israel as the capital of the world and to control our other governments and to set up a world kingdom ruling over the Gentiles or the cattle or the goyim. And a lot of rabbis teach that. That's in a lot of the Jewish books. There's a lot that don't teach that. But the point is, that vein of Judaism, manifest destiny, that everyone will be ruled by us. It's like, Calvinists kind of have that in their own Protestant way. But Calvinists don't rule the world. I wouldn't say the Jews don't rule the world. I mean, they're certainly, this group's trying and saying so. And we're like, hey, we don't want to be ruled. We don't want our kids drafted to fight for your greater Israel project. Can you please stop? And they're like, nope, we're not going to stop. And if you criticize what we're doing and say we're trying to take over, we'll launch massive intelligence operations, stalking you, harassing you, debanking you, censoring you, dirty tricks through different subsidiaries. And we'll work with your terrorism czar, Sebastian Gorka, to target you illegally with hundreds of millions of dollars of Israeli money through our group Project 545, which Friday a Pentagon former correspondent whistleblower released a bunch of documents on, and then everybody went out and found open source stuff where I'm being targeted, Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan is an enemy and a national security threat to the United States and to Israel. Kind of a big deal, right? I got the reports right here. I covered it some Friday, Saturday. But it's like, well, we're used to you being targeted by Obama as a national security threat and the CIA and DOJ. So it's like, hey, big deal. And I saw a lot of the boomer pro-Zionist people on my X comments. You know, we got tens of millions of views with those, that story we put out Saturday. And they weren't denying it. They said, yeah, you deserve to be crushed by Israel. You can go read the comments. It'd be like army colonels and captains and retired people. They're like, it's all boomers. They're like, yeah, you should be arrested during wartime. Yeah, we should have a draft for Israel. Yeah. I pledge allegiance to Israel. And you think it's like comical. It's not comical, folks. These people are in a cult. It's messianic. They believe Israel is Jesus and that the Messiah is the Likudniks and whoever's in power. That is their Messiah. That is their God. That is what they follow. And we're like, hey, Trump, you promised no war in Iran. If we elected Kamala, we'd have war and she'd close the strait and kill the economy. Hey, we don't really want to do that. Plus, the Pentagon says the plan won't work. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. We're just going to turn the Israeli intelligence loose on you. How's that feel? Well, I mean, you know that's not going to work, right? I mean, like Hitler bombed London. He thought they'd give up. They went from 90% against the war to 99% for it. I mean, like, what about the Vietnamese? Did dropping 7+ million bombs on them make them give up? How about the British firing all those millions of cannonballs at us? Does that make us give up? But doesn't matter. You just got, I mean, all over Israeli TV, their top ministers, we run the U.S. Trump works for us. No peace deal. Total war. I'll come back from break and play it. And I got the reports right here. And it goes back to the group, Mossad subgroup, 545 and the rest of it. They list the hundreds of millions of dollars they're getting and all of it. And they've got quotes there about Jones used the anti-Semitic term neocons, that neocons during Midnight Hammer were trying to get us into a full war that he believes we will not win. The U.S. will not win. And so he's a national security threat. We're targeting him all these ways. And we're working with these NGOs under the direction of the deputy head of counterterrorism, Sebastian Gorka, who's now the head. And you read that from Midnight Hammer last June, and it's like what I said came true. They're getting us into a full war. That's the plan, and it's not going to work. And I'm bad. And I, like, secretly have Nazi swastika tattoos and Hitler underwear on. I mean, just, I'm going to throw up. So, I mean, this is just cuckoo town. Absolutely insane. When we come back, I'll show you all the clips and all the stuff I just mentioned. Unlike the left, you know, where they'll say somebody did something and never show it to you. I'm going to show you all of this. And Israel is run by people that basically are like Cujo, a bull mastiff with rabies. I mean, that's all I can say. You're like, what, are you for the Muslims? No, that's another dog with rabies as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. you need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes on. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or, you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Geopolitical, massive, historic, insanely dangerous military developments. We'll spend an hour on that with Victor Boot next hour. So I'm going to finish up with this right now and get into a whole bunch of other news and important topics. But again, I'm going to explain something here to the pro-Israel crowd, to the anti-Israel crowd. I have never wanted this clash that the globalists have been cooking up, where it's a repeat of World War II, where everything is pro-Jew or anti-Jew. That is clearly what Hollywood and the globalists and the Rothschilds and the narrative they've been wanting, and they've been setting up funding to the universities in the West, all this pro-Islam stuff and all this anti-Jew stuff, and the very same think tanks are then funding all the pro-Israel stuff. This is the clash they're building. And I've been trying to bypass that because it's a distraction from the globalist takeovers, the medical tyranny, the AI takeover that I'm going to get to next, and the Pope and what he had to say. So we're going to get that ready. that is so important that we should be spending most of our time on. But because I was not successful, and I'd really tried, stopping this being ignited, now the clash is Israel and everybody else, and it's important to navigate that and understand what it is, and also decry what the Israel lobby and its affiliated allied groups are doing that is so premeditated and so bad. So it is absolutely, totally provocative on purpose, just like NATO's poking the bear with Russia. Israel's constant statements about, yeah, we're going to genocide the Middle East, Amalek, we're going to have a greater Israel. Yeah, we're taking southern Lebanon, probably more. Yeah, we're going to go to war with Turkey next. They put all this with their top ministers all over TV. We played the clips. You know, there's new ones every day. All of that is meant to stir the world up. Why do you think Israel founded Hamas in 79 and was all declassified by the 90s? And because they said, we want unstable group to lead and control the Muslims so that they don't have people like Gandhi that are nonviolent and turn this thing into the Riviera. Beautiful areas, Gaza, all that. We want unstable groups that we control but don't run, so that we have an enemy so we can take over. It's real simple. And it's not just Israel. The British are famous setting up the Muslims over 100 years ago, the radical ones, and the U.S. with the Mujahideen and right through to today and putting al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. This is how it works, folks. You got all the CIA whistleblowers and Congress is having hearings. You can go watch my films made 25 years ago, books I wrote 25 years ago. 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, The Road to Tyranny. It's all in those books with the documents then. I had the deputy head of the Saudi Arabian main embassy, you know, Springman, come on and expose it all. How Brennan, his boss, was letting the so-called hijackers in and protecting him. They really worked for Israeli intelligence. That hit the newspapers at the time. So it's not, are you for the Muslims or are you for the Jews? Are you for the international globalist groups creating this global strike and this global collision in the Hegelian dialectic? You got to think second, third, fourth, fifth order developments, consequences out of this. So I'm going to get to these clips of the top Israeli minister, their national security head, who basically is more powerful than Netanyahu, and who they're getting ready to replace Netanyahu with. He's got heart problems and prostate cancer. So here's the headlines. U.S. bombs Iran after Iran negotiators arrived for talks. Like they always do. Israel steps up strikes in Lebanon as U.S. pushes for Iran peace deal. All to derail it. U.S. launches self-defense strikes near Hormuz, killing several Iranian personnel, blowing up a bunch of missile bases and ships, they claim. Ron Paul wrote a very powerful article that's at alexjoneslive.com. That's our new news site with the audio and video feeds and the network and all the shows. Please share that. Ron Paul. When our word is no longer good. It's a short article, but it's a powerful, important article about Trump constantly changing his story, sometimes 3-4 times a day, declaring victory, saying the war is over. Now it's not over. He doesn't care if it's over. He's not in a hurry. Oh, we got another deal. It's 100%. That's how you destroy your credibility. Iran is beating Trump at the art of the deal. I agree with that headline of the Financial Times of London. Excellent article. Trump pressure had little effect on Iran's terms for a peace deal. Yeah, they just said $500 billion, all U.S. troops out, we're not giving up the uranium. Now, they're ready to come off of that sum, but Trump even said no, reportedly, the plan that they put forward. No rush on negotiations with Iran, says Donald Trump, despite deal speculation. Well, he said we're hours away. The deal's done Friday. Remember that? You mean play a clip of him saying it? I did then. And I said, I don't think it's true again. Oh, you're a panic and you watch. It's all over. See total victory. Trillion D chess. Meanwhile, Americans have never felt this bad about the U.S. economy in the entire history of our country. Got all the big poll numbers and facts up at alexjoneslive.com. Andrew Ross Sorkin predicts, he's very accurate, a crash is coming. We got that interview. That's going to be coming up as well. Trump hits a new all-time low in Real Politics average poll. Yep. So it just goes on and on. And we're told Trump's got to save us. He's got to get the Strait of Hormuz opened. and get back to where we were before then, as Rubio said last week. Well, Israel striking, the U.S. striking, Iran said they would close it. They could close. The Pentagon said they had the ability to do it, keep it closed. They probably wouldn't fall. Here we are. So that is the reality of this. Now, since I mentioned these clips, let's go to these. Here is Ben Gavir admits Israel controls Trump making an Iran deal. And this is in Hebrew, but we'll play it with subtitles. What is a bad agreement? An agreement that can harm the state of Israel, and we will not allow this to happen. And he goes on to say, we will not allow Trump to sign the agreement. Well, if he said we're going to pressure Trump not to and do everything we can to stop this, I'd say, well, that's respectful, but you know, pushing your position, which I understand. But no, we just will not allow this, which I think he's not bluffing. The most powerful lobby. They're in the top three for donations, but when it comes to personal relationships and individual donations to Congress people, they're the king, and state level and local level. And then dovetail that with Mike Huckabee, who has come out again and not just said Israel has a right to take the whole Middle East. They can just take it all. The Bible says so. Their interpretation. Huckabee, the ultra Zionist Israeli ambassador in the U.S., he said, I'm here speaking to the future rulers of the world, talking to an elite group of Jews. Man, imagine that at a commencement. If Trump talked to West Point and said, I'm speaking to the future rulers of the world. People say, what is this, a dictatorship, an authoritarian cult? Is this Hitler addressing the Waffen-SS graduation? But nope. I'm very honored to be addressing the future rulers of the earth. That's like in They Live, where they Rowdy Piper and the black guy get into the underground alien base, and you got the aliens in there, humanoid aliens, talking to the human traders, the collaborators. It's like, our global takeover plan is on schedule. The planet is ours. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, this is super villain stuff. Absolute super villain stuff. You know what? See if you can find real quick. I know you can find it. Tucker Carlson, Huckabee interview. It'd be fine if Israel took it all. It's at the very end. Just find the interview. There's like 5-minute clips, but just it's the last minute. Because I don't like to say something and not play it. Because I know 95% of you have seen it. You're like, we know you're not lying. Well, there's still people that tune in that are new listeners and they don't believe me. So I'm neurotic about this. If I say something, I like to show you. So here's Ben Gavir, and then here's the latest from Huckabee, topping his Israel can take the whole Middle East stuff with now, I'm here addressing the future rulers of the earth. I mean, that's like in Lord of the Rings when Saruman's talking to Sauron, the devil, and he's got control of a whole sector of Middle Earth, and he's interfaced with the Palantir psychically with Sauron, and he's saying, Isengard is at your command, Sauron, ruler of the earth. I mean, maybe that's all that's missing is Mike Huckabee with a black crystal ball with a red eye wreathed in flame. Isengard is now under your command. Sauron, ruler of the earth! Build me an army worthy of Mordor. Cut to the goblins and orcs in the huge forest that he lives in, the beautiful place. And the roots go deep, Lord. Trees are strong. Rip them all down. And that's where we are. The war to end all wars. Oh, Trump says this war will end them all. Probably end us all if it continues on the trajectory. That's just the Rand Corporation and all the rest of them. Yeah, let's play the old clip first. Then I'll get into the Pope. Man, I could do 3 hours on the Pope. In fact, I'm on Mario and the Fall tonight at 6. But I'm tempted. I said I'd start doing nighttime podcasts. I'm very close to it, at least 3-4 days a week, because this is a time where I should be working even harder. Because I do a lot of interviews every night. I don't mind doing other people's interviews. Mario's a huge show. I'm happy to do his, but maybe I should cut back on those and do our own, huh? Because that's what those are even bigger. It's all about getting the word out. But I need to do a whole thing on AI, because I've got like 2 weeks of stacks of articles and videos and things that I haven't really covered properly, so I keep stacking, and I've got a very clear picture that nobody else has got. And when I say that, I'm not blowing smoke up your patootie. So this is, I need to soon do a whole AI, maybe 2-hour deep dive with all the documents, videos, you name it. Shifting gears, sorry, back into this. So, yeah, just play the Huckabee clip and the old Huckabee clip from 2 months ago, and then go into the new one from Gevier saying, we're not going to let Trump do this. You know, we're in charge. I mean, you know, if the U.S. is Isengard and Soroman, and then Israel is Sauron, and you've got the U.S. and Trump saying, Isengard is under your command. Sauron, ruler of the earth, what are your commands? Build me an army worthy of Mordor. Draft your children into the Greater Israel Project. Prepare for total war. Huh! Israel calls for that, and our leaders all go, we need a draft. We need a draft. Now. Go. Build the army of Mordor. Build me an army worthy of Mordor. Yes, Sauron, ruler of the earth. Here's the clips.
What does that mean? Does Israel have the right to that land? Because you're appealing to Genesis.
Yeah.
You're saying that's the original deed.
It would be fine if they took it all.
שהוא הדבר האמיתי, זה חיי האדם. הסכם רע למדינת ישראל יכול לפגוע בחיי האדם. אני יודע שראש הממשלה נתניהו וכולנו, כחברי קבינט, גם קבינט מצומצם, גם קבינט רחב, גם כממשלת ישראל.
For radio listeners who don't speak Hebrew, he says our cabinet Netanyahu is not going to let Trump sign a bad agreement.
The
only agreement they want is a total regime change.
Their projects. I got to realizing, I'm meeting some of the future billionaires of Israel. Some of these young people, maybe they're 15, 16, 17 now, but give them just probably a very short period of time, and in their 20s, we'll all be wanting to borrow money from some of them. So I want to go ahead and get their names and phone numbers now.
There's a longer clip, find it and put it in post, where he says, I'm speaking to the future rulers of the earth. I sent so many clips. Find that, please. I thought I sent the longer one, but you can pull it up. It's online. We'll get it. We'll have it. But, oh, you'll be borrowing money from these people. I mean, it's just ongoing garbage. And it's all so stir people up, follow all the stereotypes, on and on and on. We're going to table the geopolitical here for a little while. And I'm just going to do a quick, get the pub clip ready. I'm going to do a quick breakdown of this and then get back into it in the third hour after Victor Boot leaves us. So, yeah, there's two clips the Pope will play. Now, listen to this. This is the Pope. And he's the leader of the biggest Christian sect in the world. There's over a billion Catholics, 2.2 billion Christians. And I disagree with some of the things he says and does, but when he says something that's true, I absolutely back it, and I think this is very good. I'd like to hear more of this from the pontiff. Pope Leo teams up with major AI company while saying artificial intelligence needs to be disarmed. That's at alexjoneslive.com right now. We'll show you a little overhead shot of that article. I need to show everybody everything I say. I have to show you. Pope Leo teams up with major AI company while saying artificial intelligence needs to be disarmed. We'll play his actual statements in a moment. Pope Leo compares AI threat to biblical Tower of Babel. And then this. A week after Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock, controls 80% of world assets, said he's worried about extremists attacking AI tech centers. Well, now Wire Magazine reports U.S. law enforcement warns of anti-tech extremism as AI hatred grows. Simply amazing how they're preparing all of this. SpaceX OpenAI and Anthropic in IPO race for AI. Boom. And then you've got this article that ties into it. Scientists predict a global population crash by 2064 with humanity potentially cut in half. It's a lot worse than that under the globalist plan that I've been exposing and Elon Musk has been exposing, the opposite of Team Humanity. Now, let me give you the synopsis, then I'll go to the Pope's two clips of his larger speech. I suggest you go watch the whole 30-minute speech. I watched it a couple days ago, Sunday. But at every level, the AI system is an anti-human takeover. It's not the technology inherently, obviously, like a gun or a steam engine or a diesel engine or a nuclear reactor, but it's how it's being deployed. I can use a hammer to redo my roof. I can also use it to kill you or to break into your business. You know, it's obviously, you know this. I'm stating obvious. But the way Trump has tried to pass legislation twice to give a select AI board and only six companies, what is it, nine members of the board, total liability protection from state, local, individual, and federal, because the board itself advises to the president and then he ultimately decides. So that is a AI dictatorship where you can't sue it when it's stealing water and not paying, when it's dumping toxic waste, no permitting, just you can do whatever the hell you want to build 64 square mile, you know, data centers and the rest of it. And the U.S. already has more AI and more data centers than all the countries in the world combined. And they want 100 times the power Eric Schmidt said at Stanford last year by 2040. And then other WEF professors came out and said, no. 2 weeks ago, we need 1,000 times the power. Just type in, AI needs 1,000 times the current power by 2040. Trump just says we need triple the power by 2030 we have. That's just 4 years from now, 3.5 years. But at the same time, you shouldn't have a dog or cat. It's got a carbon footprint. You shouldn't eat beef because cows fart methane. It's bad for the earth. No, it's not. All studies show it holds the atmosphere in. You're still bad. Carbon taxes are still being pushed around the world. All of that's going on. You shouldn't have children because it hurts the earth. But AI gets to be above the law and gets 100, let's just say conservative, 100 times the power. It's all about it. They say it's going to replace you. It's going to make you obsolete. It's not going to just drive your car or change your kid's diapers. No. It makes you, there's one of the globalists saying 1,000 times the power. It makes you absolutely obsolete. It's designed. And from day one, it takes all the resources. If it's above the law, and then they know there's going to be pushback, so they say, oh, gosh, terrorists are about to hit the data centers. That means any protest or anything against it, you're a terrorist. And obviously, then they're just going to stage false flags against it to then make the ultimate crime opposing this takeover. So it just like they use Disease X, the UN predicted COVID, to get a power grab, or they use migrant flows to take down the West. They're using this project as their way to get all the government investment, the private investment, to the only industry with no regulations, while they pile more regulations on everybody else, where only it can operate. It is a total dominance. It is a total and complete takeover system. So we got to go to break. Next little short segment, I will play the Pope Leo clips. And then Victor Boot joins us, but in the third hour, I'm going to go back into this. We have a huge guest in the fourth hour I'll tell you about coming up. Highly anticipated, highly requested by listeners. Tell you about that coming up. But please remember, we have human power. There's 10 billion of us. There's millions of you watching right now and listening on radio. Remember the power you have at all. When you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, or AJN Live on X, or on Rumble, our new channel, it's exploded. Thank you for following it. It's free. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. One word, The Alex Jones Show Live. It changes the world. Hit your email list, your text message list daily. Here's a forbidden show. Alex Jones is on right now. You can also send them, if they don't want to be on X or be on Rumble, to alexjoneslive.com/show, where you'll find the Rumble feed. You'll find the X feed. We have our own backup feed, but It's just there as backup. If we need to launch it, we have our own audio feed. You can share that. That changes the world. That's not a, that's not the, the potatoes or the broccoli, or the fried okra or the El Gratin potatoes. It is the perfectly cooked ribeye. It's the main course. Okay. It's the most important thing. You are the heart. You're the dog that hunts. Okay. I'm a dog that hunts too, but I can't hunt without you. You're the energy, the wind and the sails. You're the sun in the sky to the plants. You are the king. You are the queen. You are at the center of this. You understand? When you decide to share the articles and the videos, when you decide to share the live feeds at alexjoneslive.com/show, when you decide to do that, it changes the world. And when you tell those you share it to share it, here's the forbidden information, watch this, share this, and tell those you share it with to share it, that completes a chain reaction. That is the most important thing we do other than prayer and action. We're going to go to break, come back with Pope Leo and his emergency warning, Victor Boot, and more. Now, we're extending this sale one more day because some new products came in at AlexJonesStore.com, and I'm supposed to get it at least a few days before, so I already knew about the products. They're great, but so I can get ready and research more and cut promos, but I got it this morning right for the show, so I'm not launching these two new products today. They're already on the site. I'm not going to talk about it yet at thealexjonesstore.com until tomorrow. So those of you that were upset, and we saw some emails, that the buy one, get one free ended last night. It's been brought back for just today. Massive buy one, get one free sale on our two best-selling items, T3, Trifecta Iodine. It's on the periodic table. It's the only pure iodine out there. Other people claim they have it. It's a lie. You hear atomic, it means it's on the periodic table. It's not bound to anything. It's medical grade. Goes right into your cells. Does incredible things. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in for most people. It's not like methylene blue you fill in 30 minutes. Okay? But also, ultramethylene blue that works very similarly but differently in the cells at the mitochondrial level, it is buy one, get one three free. Ultramethylene blue tincture, buy one, get one free. T3 iodine, buy one, get one free. Or mix and match. Buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue liquid tincture. Get a bottle free of the T3. But all the products are incredible. They all do incredible things. The Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, the Shilajit, they're all the best. I only sell you stuff that really works. And anybody that's going to buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP because there's no commitment. $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, and sales on top of all the other sales. Cancel any time with one click for free in your profile. Everybody that's going to buy anything should be a VIP. You instantly make an extra $10 just by doing it each month, cancel any time. Become a VIP. Stand with us. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stay with us. Hour number two straight ahead. Now take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install.
Copy that. Installing the module now.
Connection confirmed. All green. Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete. No faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy.
The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
We'll be right back. weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
What it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
We are now in hour number two. Victor Boots joining us on the accelerating crisis in Russia with Ukraine, NATO. Putin saying he's getting ready to flatten the major cities of Ukraine, which has already started. And then we're going to look at the Iran situation and more. But when you think about AI and the AI race, and not just here but other countries passing laws to give AI companies, only select ones, carte blanche above the law, dictatorial powers, and then you look at how they could be extracting the rare earth minerals for AI, and it's done the most brutal, horrible way. Children as young as five, we just showed some footage out of the Congo, B-roll, and we'll play it again, of just the hell on earth at some of these facilities. Dozens die a day. They live in slavery in tents surrounded by barbed wire with men with machine guns. And this is who Apple and the big tech companies and NVIDIA and all of them tell you how moral they are and how good they are. And they spread all this racial division in the West and brainwash our young people. But then at the heart of it, they could go in with big machines and big minds, and it would take major investment and do it right, and then put some of the money into infrastructure for the locals. But no, it's all completely cold-blooded on a scale of slavery and just absolute Barbary garbage that the world has never seen. Thousands of minds, like the one you're looking at on screen. Some even, in fact, we should do a whole deep dive on this. I feel guilty just showing this little clip. There's mines 10, 20 times bigger that have huge cave-ins, and they mine in these concentric circles down deeper and deeper. And it is just unspeakable hell. And a lot of times the UN runs it and literally machine guns anybody that gets uppity. And we're told this is great. So just everything about AI's deployment, its rollout, it's meant to take our resources, make humans obsolete. And from the moment of where the materials come from to how it's deployed, it's all pure evil, pure anti-human. So the Pope says that artificial intelligence needs to be disarmed and controlled like nuclear weapons. And I agree with him. And it's creating the Tower of Babel. But instead, we're told just get out of the way and let it run your life. Resistance is futile. Like the Borg in Star Trek showing up. And you're just being told this idea. Humans are bad. Our consumption's bad. Just roll over and die. The world will be better without you. But, oh, AI, it's the savior. They said it 2 weeks ago at the World Economic Forum. They said, we need a savior, and AI is that savior. So let's go to this clip of the Pope.
Artificial intelligence needs to be disarmed. The word is strong, I know, but deliberately chosen because this moment needs words capable of attracting attention, awakening consciences, and indicating paths forward for humanity. The Church has long been working for nuclear disarmament, aware that every great technical power can affect people's lives, and so must be accompanied by adequate moral discernment and public control. Nuclear disarmament remains a service to peace and the dignity of the human family. In a similar sense, artificial intelligence now demands to be disarmed, freed from logics that turn it into an instrument of domination, exclusion, and death. Like nuclear energy, it must be at the service of all and of the common good.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine clause is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at the AlexJonesStore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is AlexJonesLive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, if you remember 4.5 years ago or longer, in October, 3-4 months before Russia launched its special military operation into Ukraine, I said, I believe the Russians will launch their invasion by late February. And of course, I nailed that prediction because I could see all the pieces moving into place. Well, now Putin's made it even more clear, and Victor Boot, military expert, regional elected official, former political prisoner. He started saying about 4 or 5 months ago, he said, if no peace deal is made, if NATO continues to build up the weapons and all these factories and Germany, all the rest of them get conscription ready, and a bunch of countries have already passed the draft, including women, Putin's going to need to finish this, and he's got a plan to go in and take out Kiev and Kharkiv and all the rest of it, and look for that. And then, last week, on the eve of another peace deal, Ukraine launches a NATO-backed attack, almost 1,000 drones, missiles. So then Russia responds back, and we'll show you some of the B-roll of that over the weekend, with ballistic missiles that can't be stopped, that are hypersonic, and all the rest of it. And many of the weapons didn't even have warheads. It was a demonstration, still extremely destructive. And now Putin says, get your diplomats out, get your people out of the capital of Ukraine. He told the Russians on national television that the war will be over very soon. And unlike Trump, when Putin says he's going to do something, he does it. Now it's up to 40 times Trump has said the war is over. He said Friday, within hours, the peace deal will be signed. Now all of that, of course, fell through. The Israel head of their National Security Council is even more rabid than Netanyahu. Ben-Gvir, already played the clip last hour, said we will not allow any peace deal that we don't like. And they've been hitting Lebanon again. The U.S. hit Iran in the straits, missiles and boats. So, yeah, Putin closing airspace over Moscow. The British media spends it over assassination fears. I think that's so they can have more controlled airspace, expecting more massive aeronautical attacks like Moscow saw last week. Most of them shot down, but some of the missiles and drones hit their targets, like apartment complexes and other civilian targets. So Putin has now said the command and control centers in the major cities of Ukraine are now on the target list, signaling a massive escalation. It was Victor Boot, again, in the last 4 months, that began to make these predictions, and he joins us now. You can follow him on X at Real Victor Boot, and we'll put that on screen for you. This is a big deal. This is a new world war that we're now deep into. Iran holds the cards by attrition and control of the strait. Israel's announced they are taking southern Lebanon for living space. So that's very provocative. And so in the threat escalatory ladder, we have accelerated basically to the point of no return at this point. And I don't think Trump, who admits he has very limited military understanding, understands this. He thought because we dropped 20,000 bombs on Iran, they would fail. Pentagon explained that was probably not going to happen and said, don't do it. Again, we dropped 7.6 million bombs on Vietnam. They didn't give up. And so, you know what the British did here, and we didn't give up. So this is not going well. And the economy has been derailed. And all the polls show we're going to lose the midterms. So Trump had all the cards a year ago, and the economy was coming back, and he was the peace president. Now he has destroyed his legacy. And put the whole world in peril. That is just the facts. I don't think anybody can disagree with that. But I wanted to get Victor Boot's expert take on what we've seen and get tomorrow's news today, because he was the first prominent Russian that I saw on the news and was talking to personally, saying that, you know, obviously this is what's going to come next. He is a military expert, obviously at many levels of it from the ground up. So, Victor, please give us your analysis of how you were able to know this 4 months ago. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Putin hasn't just signaled, he's been very clear that the next red line is about to be crossed, and then the time frame could be days, weeks, until we see full invasion, obviously, from multiple points, Belarus, the east of Russia, into the west, western Russia, into the west. And then what will NATO's response be? I know Putin understands that NATO is rearming and accelerating towards a major confrontation, so I understand why Putin isn't waiting. I'm not happy about any of this. It was my personal view, and you can say I'm wrong, that Putin shouldn't have invaded 4.5 years ago, but his obvious argument was they're moving hypersonic missiles to our border, and so they could launch a sneak attack and take out our missile field, so we can't be in checkmate. So you can say he's right, I'm right. You know, we're pretty much being just academic about this point because it's already happened. Now this runaway train is here. NATO and the globalists started it. NATO, for those that don't know, run by the unelected EU and the U.S. System. The commission has said they are collapsing demographically. Their only hope is to break up Russia in five parts, and that is their financial plan. They've officially said that, all their major ministers in finance and military. So it's true megalomania. Israel is in megalomania mode, saying greater Israel, they're taking it all. They're taking Lebanon. The next is, the war is Turkey. There's a lot of wild-eyedness with extremists here in the West, all egging each other on. You've got just all sorts of bizarre statements out of the U.S. ambassador from Israel, the U.S. No, you got that right. He's the ambassador from Israel, the U.S. Huckabee saying Israel could take the whole Middle East. So that's setting the table. Victor Boot, thanks for being here with us. I wish it was on, you know, better times and better terms, but we really respect your analysis. Has been dead on, whether you're Russian or American or anybody. It's just the truth. So thank you so much for being here. Please give us a briefing on what we're seeing, anything I said was wrong, or how you knew this was coming. Thank you.
Well, you, Alex, absolutely right. You know, you've been, you know, telling this long time ago. Look, there is an escalation ladder, and if they think they only then can put how they're going to go up to this ladder, well, the bad news, you know, Russia, especially Putin, also know how to go up this ladder. And after all warnings where we try and use all the channels, apparently the Europeans especially, and eventually many in even Trump, you know, administration, they want to go in a hot war with Russia. Okay, so very important also to notice what's happened on the Friday early morning, 2 o'clock, when the Starobelsk region in Lugansk, it's a city, between Lugansk and Donetsk region on the road, they have a college for the basically future teachers and the kindergarten, specialists. being bombed and in the three waves by the drones, with the help, of course, of the intelligence from the United States and UK. And then this dormitory was 86 innocent children aged from 14 to 18 years old. So there is a huge impact on dormitory, caused collapse of the building. Of course, there is, was a three waves of these drone attacks, which as a result, of course, immediately emergency and first responders rushed to the site. But initially 6 person was declared dead, then 12. Then, you know, death count was mounting till the 21. There is still about 40 people severely injured in the emergency room all over the place. So it's happened on the Friday, and President Putin immediately said, look, this is again Satanist act of this Epstein coalition, who trying again, first of all, to provoke anything and bring some, innocent victims, you know, like their sacrifice to their Saturn, you know, the god they worship. So, of course, Putin immediately on the Friday gave the instruction, hey, prepare a proper answer. So on Sunday, Kyiv got finally the biggest attack ever on the Kyiv. Remember that the Russia, since beginning of this special military operation on February 24th, 2022, said that this is a operation, it's not all-out open war. So basically, Russian army never went after the civilian. And we know that the civilian casualties are extremely low if you compare it to anything else. Even in the United States, let's say in Chicago, you have way more civilian casualties. Though in Ukraine, there is a battlefield going, there is a active combat going on. So this is tell you how sparingly Russian using their, you know, equipment and all possible weaponry. And definitely it's not, as I said, all out war. And all this for years, Russia tried to negotiate with the West, knowingly that they are masters of this puppet regime of Zelensky. Hey, let's go and sort out the root causes of this conflict. Well, apparently they're thinking if Russia doesn't use the tactical nukes, doesn't use a huge, invasion, don't want to do the carpet bombing of the cities, don't use all available other means and weapons against the, you know, Ukrainians and all others, foreign troops who is inside Ukraine fighting against us. They think and they take this as a weakness. Guess what? We told them, look, this would be retaliation and this would be revenge for this attack on innocent people. So they used hypersonic Reshnik missile. They used another hypersonic missile, such like a Kinjal, Iskander, you know, and many, many drones, just to show, okay, you want to go this road? Okay, we show you what it is. City where we're going to attack and destroy military targets and point where the military command are based. And imagine, after all that attacks in this city, even they reported only, what, 4 killed? Think how the Russia took extreme precaution not to get the peaceful, you know, people who live in the Kyiv not to be hurt. So eventually today, Russian government said to the, first of all, diplomatic embassies and every foreigners who in that city and these civilians, hey, quit the city. We're going to really attack the, you know, centers where this all attack planning, including their Ministry of Defense, including their intelligence headquarters, including their instructors, and of course, all the places where they're producing the drones and other weaponry that where they use to attack us. So apparently, European countries' embassies and their government decided, no, our diplomats are staying. We don't believe Russia will really hit the center of Kyiv. Let me tell you, let me give you another prediction. They're going to hit, and they're going to hit hard this time, and it would be no joke. Basically, we exhausted all possible, you know, means to really thinking that somebody in Europe finally come to their senses and start to negotiate. I think also everything Putin and Trump negotiated, and Trump also basically expired in the terms that the Russia tried not to hit hard, not to damage, and leave at least Zelensky intact with all his group with whom you're going to negotiate. But now, since these people don't understand any humanity, they don't think in this term, I guess they are more reptilian in this sense because they have no empathy, because the same people who took a decision to kill innocent girls in Iran in a school in Manab in the first day in the attack of Israel and United States.
And by the way, we now know that was on purpose. They shot three Tomahawk missiles into it.
And this is exactly what... And this attack on the Friday was also our purpose. As you said, they tried to derail, you know, the recent attempt and recent, you know, calls and dialogue between Putin and Trump to reignite the peace process. There is also a certain hope. We've been expecting Witkoff and Kushner come to Moscow to start discussing again. There should be another round, especially after the last truce, which was apparently halted for a couple of days. This was at least a light and a hope that we can come to the peaceful solution. But now Ukraine decided after that, no. They've got now all their factory production up and running in Europe, producing bunch, about 1,000 drones, more than 1,000 drones, who are capable to attack deep inside the Russian territory. And they're trying to threat us with this, that they're going to now inflict us damage inside our, deep inside our logistic line. And guess what? We warn Europe. We warn all these leaders. The Russia going to attack you, and 100% America will not step in or evoke Article 5 of NATO Charter. Why? Because, heck, you are really now a part of the war. You are attacking us. We have full right to attack you. And if you think that the Russia will just sit and eat, you know, that like you preparing and telling that you want to eliminate us. When the king of the Britain, on his speech, saying that Russia is their most staunch enemy and he will do everything to dismantle, to destroy the Russia, we supposed what? To think, smile, and be fans of the royal family? Hell no! We're gonna fight. And they know if Russian people decide to fight, they're gonna take this fight where this fight started, like our grandfathers did, you know, in 1945.
Well, what's insane is I read the globalist statements about, oh, if we keep pushing Russia and attacking eastern Ukraine and these Russian areas, they'll just back down, because Russia had backed down before, but it was clear this time Russia wasn't going to back down. Now they think Russia's going to back down again, but hasn't. And when I look at the unelected EU commission and I look at the people making decisions, most have never even been in the military. They don't even study this stuff. It is so delusional and insane in their palaces. They feel safe from this. They have a normalcy bias. But Russia lost 26 million people in World War II, about a third of your population. You don't have that normalcy bias. 90% of World War II was the Germans and the Russians toe-to-toe. This is a very fresh memory with the Russians. It's in the DNA. And what would the United States do in a circle like this? We would have not even been this cautious. And Putin's been extremely, extremely restrained. I see articles about, oh, if we just keep the war going and keep killing Russians, the Russians will turn against Putin. Maybe only because he doesn't go to full war, not because they're being intimidated by this. And that's what the numbers show. So anybody that studies this from a sociological, psychological perspective knows it's going to doom. Just like Eric Prince and the Joint Chiefs all told Trump, don't follow Israel's lead. Don't go to this war. They won't fall. They'll close the strait. It'll kill your recovery. That's all happened. And then Israel won't let Trump get out of that. So that ties all into this. But we'll do that for the next segment. Specifically, though, because I don't want to put words in your mouth. I want you to be very clear in your own words here. This is important. Millions are watching this right now. Victor Boot, you said 4 months ago on the show, we'll dig the clip up, maybe add it in post when this isn't live. You said if this goes on much longer, 4, 5, 6 months, I remember you saying, Putin is going to go ahead and do massive bombardments, followed by coming in with real ground troops, leveling everything, just like we did in Fallujah, right, or just like you guys did to Germany. In World War II, people don't know, it was the Germans took over Germany. It was the Russians took over Germany and into the main fighting. That lower those artillery, roll in, level everything, turn everything into a giant crater. And then that'll be the moment, will NATO try to come in when it doesn't have the military? Quite frankly, the U.S. doesn't have the military to fight that conventionally. We can't even take the Strait of Hormuz. Yes, we can have a nuclear war with Russia, which is mutually assured destruction, planetary suicide. So there's no options here but to stop. But because NATO is so delusional and the globalists are so delusional, I don't see them doing that. And so in your own words, what I hear you saying is, this was not a war before. This was a special military operation to have a negotiation and hopefully NATO come to its senses and chew up the NATO military forces and systems and have that victory, which Russia has now had 2 years in. You had the victory. All analysts agreed. So we're now 2.5 years into the victory, but still they won't come to their senses. And so now Putin's going to start larger bombardments, followed by mass ground invasion and basically the whole takeover. Then the question will be, will NATO come in? So you're saying Russia wasn't at full war, but Russia is about to go to full war. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Not only mass bombardment on the Ukrainian cities, which before was spared, because we thought, well, there's no need to really destroy, you know, water filtering bridges, you know, because it's our land. That's why the command was, you know, let's really inflict as minimum damage as we can. So till now, the Ukraine has a functional railway system. They have a functional bridges, and there's several critical bridges. If Russia decide to bomb, basically that would be beginning of the end of all their logistics. Plus, we know where the narrow spots in Ukraine for logistics, especially crossing points. But at the same time, Russia will not stop there. They definitely will be attack on the Poland, especially on Rzeszów, to destroy their you know, logistic bases. Same will be in Romania. Same will be in Baltic, from where they're launching the drones to attack St. Petersburg. And they're just trying to hide under this. Oh, Ukrainian drones been flying all the way through us. We don't know how they're flying. Hell, you know perfectly well. You not only give them permission to use your airspace, you allow them to launch these drones from you. So you are responsible. You are part of the world. Don't complain. And moreover, you know, there is would be a oldest factory. You remember we talk about the Europe. They start now producing and they claim, oh, it's not our factory. It's Ukrainian factory. They producing the drones. They become a deep, you know, rear of the Ukrainian army. So guess what? They are legitimate target for the Russian military. And we're going to hit them hard. So don't complain in Berlin. Don't complain in Italy. Don't complain anywhere else. Because you guys are enabling and you're supplying somebody who's killing our children, our people. And you think what? We need to sit and just wait. You let them produce more? Heck no. You know, believe me, as we said, when Russia goes to the war, it's over. Would be no way. You want to then go to next escalation, you know, step of this ladder of escalation? Hi, okay, go. You try to use nuclear against us? Go ahead. Try to launch your nuclear. We're just waiting for this.
And it's so real. People have such a normalcy bias of living in freedom so long. They have no idea the insanity of the globalists and their recklessness. They released COVID. They got caught in that. Now they got their AI takeover. These people are true Satanists. So, and of course, you know what you're talking about. So the main weapons factories and depots are in several sites in Poland. And Russia's warned we're getting ready to hit those. The U.S. would have done it a long time ago if we were in Russia's position. And so, the first hour after that happens, we will see what NATO does. But if NATO is insane enough, as they've talked about, to then strike itself in Russia, then Russia has said if we see a major aeronautical attack, they'll take a few missiles here and there, but now it's thousands of drones at once. Those could be nuclear capable with the attackums and all the rest of it. Putin has said, if we see thousands of things coming in, and it's already up to that point last week, over around 1,000 got shot, then imagine those could be nuclear tip. We have to then launch at that point. If the U.S. had thousands of missiles coming in from Russia, we would go to nuclear war. So people need to understand that people say, oh, you're siding with Russia. I'm siding with sanity. I know military stuff. This is a fact. Okay? And so this is our leaders, folks. And the Russians have taken the safety off. They said, all right, if you're going to hit us, we're going to hit you first. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to go to nuclear war with Russia. And I guess we're an evil planet. Just blow it all up. I kind of agree with Medvedev at a certain point. Okay, God, let us all kill each other. I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back. But who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning. But I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on. But we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture, capsules, and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products. So it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directives.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still, and will always be, 1776.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I cannot hype up enough to you where we are historically if you've studied history and the facts, okay? I've been studying this for 35 years. I've talked to so many leading experts. You look at the think tanks, the Rand Corporation, the war gamers. We're in a new world war. It is not going well for the West. You've got Trump, who doesn't have any basic military understanding and admits it. You have his advisors like Mark Levin have no understanding of it. You then have the EU unelected commission on its own planet, totally out of their minds. It is the Epstein pedophile coalition of just scum. And their old system's coming to an end, so what does an old collapsing system do? In a fourth turning, it starts a war. And Russia is always the favorite place. Like they say, elephants in Africa, well, you know, it's been proven. It was old legends, now they've proven it with, you know, aircraft. They go to certain places to die. They go where their ancestors are, and they just lay down and die. And I guess Western empires and the Nazis, you know, go to Russia to die. It was said Alexander the Great and so many other empires would, you know, go to Afghanistan to die. And I wasn't even being sarcastic. Medvedev said a couple of years ago, and again last year, he said, fine, we want a nuclear war. Let's just go ahead and blow the planet up. Because you have to go ahead and get that on the table. Because when you study a threat escalation ladder, this is like as sure as mathematics, okay? And so as the West escalates, Russia escalates, and Russia at a certain point in the threat escalation ladder, you don't wait for them to escalate anymore because the next move is checkmate. You can't wait anymore, okay? So we're right there, like Boot said 2 months ago and a month ago, we're crossing the red line. And I have this sick feeling, so I'm getting fatalistic about it, because I'm an optimist. I'm like, okay, we're an evil planet, blow it all up. But there's still a lot of good people. And so here's Putin, and it's in Russian, so for radio listeners who can't read the subtitles, I'll read this for hundreds of stations. And he's made all these different statements about the Epstein class and the evil, you know, leftists that control the West that are feeding on us. They are. We have the exact same cultural enemies. And the globalists are just totally pissed that Russia has partly struggled free from this more than we have. They're not completely free. They'll tell you. They've got the same NGOs, the same groups. They just kicked our bond out. You know, the NATO staging coups all over Europe. They're you know, kick Massey out, the Israel lobby. It's spiritual. This is all done because it's spiritual. It's about control. So here's Putin's message to the West. I'll read it for listeners. Go ahead. I want ordinary citizens of Western countries to hear me too. You are currently being presently persuaded that all your difficulties are the result of some hostile actions by Russia, that you must pay for the fight against the mythical Russian threat on your own pockets. All of this is a lie. The truth is that the current problems faced by millions of people in the West are the result of years of actions by ruling elites of their countries, their mistake, short-sightedness, and ambition. These elites are not thinking about how to improve the lives of their citizens in Western countries. They are obsessed with their selfish interest and super profits. Now, let me bring this up, and I'll bring this up to talk about myself. I'm just the main exhibit here. I wake up at 3:15 Saturday morning, turn my phone on. It's flooded by Congress people, intelligence people, everything. And a Pentagon correspondent blew the whistle on the Israelis and Group 545, who's now been given $760 million and $500 million. So do your math how much that is. And that's all in public records through NGOs in the U.S. directed by the subdirector of counterterrorism, Sebastian Gorka, now the head of counterterrorism, replaced Joe Kemp. In the documents, and then people are able to find public documents that back it all up, I'm listed in there as an enemy and a national security threat by Zeb Gorka, who called Tucker Carlson a terrorist 2 weeks ago. And they have Joe Rogan in there, and they have pictures of us all and what we said during Midnight Hammer, when the U.S. supposedly blew up the uranium bases. And they say, Jones is undermining us. Jones is parroting Russian propaganda and Iranian propaganda and is a national security threat. So they basically say I'm a foreign agent. I don't get my talking points from Russia. In fact, most of the time I'm ahead of Russia. I don't even predict what Russia's going to say because I already know the doctrines, what's going on. The Pentagon said they'd close the strait and wouldn't fall. That's a fact, okay? I didn't get that from the Russians, the Iranians. Where are we? So what have I got it from them? That's a fact. Then they talk about attacking us, getting people to sue us, deplatforming us, coming after us. You've got the head of the ADL saying we need to use pagers against the American people like we did on Hamas. All of this stuff is intensifying, okay? Massively. And so just as a microcosm, just like they use the British to target Trump and his first administration with all the clandestine crap, for everything you know about, there's 100 times worse. Now they've got the Israelis. This report right here, Ministry of Diaspora Affairs Combating Anti-Semitism. Now you read, and it goes back and reports about me and everybody else, and you read this, and it says, Jones claims Israel's trying to suck the U.S. into a full regime change. Jones must be stopped. Well, you admit that, and that's what you did. So my point is that this is the treason of our government outsourcing foreign governments to harass us. And it would take days to get into it all. It's ongoing and intensifying. And they got criminal referrals at the DOJ on me and Tucker trying to find some type of foreign money going on right now when it's zero. My goal is to not have a nuclear war. My goal was to have a recovery and go get the $35 trillion of minerals with Russia wants to work with us. My goal is not killing everybody. But my point is, look at the mindset of these people, Victor Boot, that sane people are demonized and attacked, and Americans sit here while the Israel lobby steals elections, threatens everybody, says we're going to start killing people, and then turns foreign intelligence agencies loose on me with all their dirty tricks, and this is what we're supposed to put up with. This is who we side with. This is how late the hour is. So I'd like you to just comment on just in general, segue into Trump. Friday, we're 2 hours away from a deal. I said, no way. Of course, no deal. Now he says he doesn't want a deal. It's all delusion because the U.S. and NATO don't have the cards other than nuclear war, which no one has the cards. That is the insanity of this. You've got the floor. Sorry.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. But look at the Iranian situation. As soon as everything was really prepared for the somewhat, you know, comprehensive agreement, at least to continue a ceasefire and then work out more details. We know all these scandals with the plants, leaks and everything else. Finally, basically, we heard on Monday morning, look, everything is set up. Very soon they're going to announce peace deal. There was a late night cavalcade coming back to White House to discuss eventually how they're going to announce this deal or whatever. And then Israel, no, we will not allow America to have any deal. We want to continue the war. We want to continue to strike against Lebanon. Though the Trump wrote of the True Social, I forbid, you know, verbatim, I forbid, period, to attack in Lebanon to Israel. Did Israel comply with this? No. And now, when they understood that finally United States and Iranians found finally somewhat common ground where they can fix at least, you know, and not only just to pause, but really go into the agreement, you know, they did everything to provoke, to create situation. And here we are again. Americans start striking today the targets of the southern Iran. So this is, as you said, insanity, because unless there is a control, unless there is a proper, you know, line of channel and the Israelis are not really giving orders and, you know, calling the shots in the United States, no way this war with Iran will over. But think of the consequences economically. Iranians don't need to have a nuclear bomb anymore. They have a nuclear economic weapons. As good as a nuclear war, because devastation already start feeling everybody all over the world. So what they want all humanity to suffer because they want war. That's only thing they want. Listen what they did with these flotilla members who was arrested by Israel when they tried to sneak in humanitarian aid to the Gazan population. How they humiliated them. Did we hear any criticism on big level? Not much, because this is Israel, and there is a double standards.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. Let's be clear. They reportedly raped them and tortured them, and they showed videos of huge bruises and cuts all over them.
Yeah. We know how they behave. And look, there is more and more, basically, Twitter and X and all other social media is full of this statement of rabbis, all these Israeli politicians who said, there is a greater Israel. We will boss everybody. You're going to pay for us for this suffer. We are suffering for past 2,000 years. Are they illusional or what they have on the Trump so they can, you know, boss around the superpower like America? That's very strange. And as you said, it's really now issue of national priority, national security for United States. Who is in United States deciding where United States going to enter the war or going to make a peace. If this whole decision are taken by the Bibi Netanyahu, then who's the Trump? If he is a true president of United States or just servant of the Netanyahu. So the question why the senators, why the, you know, in your Capitol Hill till now was no put the question, hey, who is really in charge of United States? Who is the real president? Looks like it's not definitely Trump, because look, he not only bossed by the Netanyahu, but even the British king and the Zelensky can also boss him around, because when Trump came to Anchorage meeting in Alaska with Putin, he promised him, hey, we're going to finish the war. This was a comprehensive plan. Well, he said, give me, you know, a couple of weeks, I'm going to fix it out. Well, there is almost 1 year. Nothing was done because Trump just can't, you know, tell them people what to do. They don't listening him. So who's
and as you
charge?
Said, all Trump Let's... needs to do is cut off the directory of the satellites. They call that intelligence, but it's directing the weapons. The U.S. is running it all. That's on record. NATO basically has no satellites. If he just cut that off, then Ukraine would have to give up within a week, but they won't do it.
Less than this. Look, if the Starlink is cut off from Ukrainian forces, the operation stop right there. Within a couple hours, within the collapse, and they're going to surrender. There's no way they can fight without the Starlink. That is for sure. But let me tell you my opinion. You know, looking at what's going on there, I think that United States now have got really the coup which happens. And this coup is techno-fascist, who took over the control. Because, look, if we know this artificial intelligence company, like we're talking about, you know, AI and how the Anthropic, whatever the name, you know, Alex Karp running his company and the, you know, all those who preaching the war, preaching this new techno-fascism all over the world, they already in charge. Nobody elected them. But they now has under command armies. They now can, you know, control Pentagon and all their decision making, whom to attack, which targets to choose. You know, so they think, okay, we are behind the scene. We are puppet masters and all those are our puppets, stooges. We're going to just play them like in a puppet theater. What are they going to do? And unfortunately, this is reality. Let's think who is taking decision in the United States about continuation of the war. Definitely, this is the company who are in contract with the Pentagon, and they are providing the not only complete combat system, which is going through the intelligence, all kind of intelligence, open and the closed one, and preparing them the decision. So this is, of course, you know, way out of the proportion. And this is now the main danger entire humanity is facing, is this one. So in this level, the Pope was absolutely right, telling that we need to treat, especially the people like Alex Karp, you know, basically very close to the nuclear weapons and really do something to control them. Otherwise, it would be too late for entire humanity.
Well, I notice when I look at the EU ministers, they run their mouths. We've played the clips. They're like, don't worry, we'll beat Russia. It'll be a 20-year war, but our AI will get so advanced. We're building new weapons. It'll all be robots. We'll kill all the Russians. We'll win. Even if that was their plan, they shouldn't state it. And then that pushes Russia to try to finish it quickly. And then they don't think Russia and China can escalate and match those weapons. That's what war does. So, yeah, the U.S., because in so many wars, has been ahead of Russia, but very quickly, in a wartime environment, Russia is going to come up to parity with China backstopping it. I mean, this is madness. And then again, what do the Look, Palantirs and the Microsofts and the Googles, they're all involved in the war stuff. What do they think is going to happen in asymmetrical warfare when all this really kicks off? It's not just going to be armies of robots out battling each other. It's going to be somebody cooking your food or somebody that lives down the street that has nothing else to lose. That's all the variables that their computers aren't going to be able to predict. I mean, they're creating such an unstable world. It's such a wild gamble, but they're satanic. They get off on the thrill of the destabilization. Victor Boot.
Well, if the Palantir think they can slowly cook Russia until, you know, it would be too late, well, I guess they're completely wrong. We will not let them to go to that level, because for us it's very easy. We can start attacking, you know, there data centers all over the Middle East, like did Iran, especially in Europe. We're going to, again, okay, decide where vulnerable spots, like underwater cable. And, of course, we're going to, you know, launch, especially, you saw the Sarmat is the biggest and most powerful intercontinental missile, which is a really can devastate one of that enough to finish the UK. Moreover, we have this fantastic underwater, you know, nuclear weapon who can cause a huge tsunami and wash out Britain several times over and over, if it's not enough. So if they think we will wait and see when they're going to go into this conventional war and try to, you know, conquer us, we have a news, bad news for them. We will not wait for that. We will immediately start hitting and destroying their infrastructure. So their AI become dumb because it would be no electricity. We can still go to EP weapon and just make sure everything is burned out.
And let's talk about Putin. What was that, 4 years ago or five? On purpose, they show the classified stuff, which I'd seen the U.S. developing as well. But it's equivalent of a neutron bomb because you don't have to radiate right. or destroy infrastructure. That's just a radiation bomb. But instead, you detonate at a key point, creating a 100-foot, 200-foot wave that washes through major cities, destroying everything, but not destroying infrastructure. And there are those Russian submarines off our coast. And then Trump's like, well, I put Russian submarines off your coast. I mean, I put U.S. submarines off your coast. Our submarines were already there. It's like, oh, let me tell the Russians we got submarines off your coast. It's like, let me tell you, the sun came up this morning. I love when the globalists threaten me, they go, you know, we can kill you. And I go, you know, I knew that. You know, I've already been in a fight with you forever. So when they threaten me, I go, oh, I didn't know that. Like they just keep reissuing the threat. Like, I'm ready to die. Do you get that? Like, they don't seem to get it through their head that the bullying doesn't work on some people.
Well, if this globalist thinking they want to have the world without Russia, there is an answer from Russian side. Why we need the world without Russia? So we will rather, you know, destroy it if they think they can destroy us. So, okay, let's go and, you know, see who gonna blink the first. Let me tell you, we've got enough patience with, and our leader, and our leadership, all our government, including the President Putin himself, been very wise and tried every possible mean of diplomacy. Very restrained, very, you know, tight lip, never say anything, you know, against personalities, never criticize them, said this is internal affairs, we're still hoping they're going to come to common sense. There is a huge fields where we can cooperate and be really, really helpful to each other. But if these people want to war and want to kill us, what on earth you expect from us? To what, submit? To, you know, surrender? Heck, you come to the wrong people. We are Russians. We never surrender. And this is us they need to put in their, you know, sometimes maybe stupid head. Because if you explain them 10 times, 20 times, 40 times, 100 times, and they don't understand, then don't blame us. We're not being the Russians, not being the first who started it.
It's the same thing with me personal. When they harass my family, slow them into bankruptcy, terrorize me, threaten me, all I do is just make sure my guns are loaded to defend myself. Like, it makes me have more energy. It makes me get more, they just keep threatening. I'm like, no, I know. I get it. That's what I tell them. I say, you want to fight, exactly. Came to the right place.
And then, you know, looks, who's going to lose more? Yes, we're going to lose a lot, but you.
Victor, your Zoom broke up when you were saying something powerful. Start over. You said all these, when he comes back, hopefully he reconnects. I mean, that's sorry. Yeah.
That they want to have the world without Russia. It ain't happening. You know, then why we need this world, like the President Putin said? We're going to destroy the world if they want this world without us. That's simple. Either we sit on the table and talk like adults, or, okay, you want to fight? We're ready for the fight. Believe me.
How do you get – do you share my concern studying the EU leadership that's unelected, and even Trump, who's never been in the military, admits he doesn't understand it, that they're like children, that they don't know they're playing with fire?
Well, this is another, you know, issue. But I guess that at least, you know, Europe especially, with all this tradition, for what we know, at least 300-400 years of the administration, you know, experiences, you know, law running up, the system of so-called democracy, where they've been telling and preaching us about their check and balances, that no single man in this can take a decision, that even going to the war need to be approval. Well, because they just try to sell this to us. When they need something and when they're under control of globalists or they are globalists themselves, they don't care anymore about public opinion. They don't care about anymore what people think about them. They don't care anymore whether they're going to win next election because they decided for the same. It must be, you know, maybe the last year ever any election happens because, sure, they're going to go and declare, you know, martial law or whatever, and said, okay, now we declare the dictatorship. We took power on.
By the way, you were on 2 months ago. You said, Alex, watch out. Next, they're going to declare you guys domestic terrorists. Now, Gorka, yeah. I don't just have his statements. I've confirmed the documents. They are, and I learned about this from Flynn of 6 months ago, but he's been silent now for whatever reason, that they were doing opposition research on him and trying to track and find something to put him in jail. And I found out they were doing that to me. And now they've confirmed they're literally, the Trump administration is literally making lists of people to arrest. Now I have colonels and captains, current and former, on my X feed saying, we're going to arrest your ass because I don't want nuclear war because I'm sane. I mean, so yeah, it shows they're, that message has gone out and they're trying to gear up to crush domestic opposition ahead of full war. This is insane.
Well, there is very little choice left, Alex. There is no way diplomacy works anymore. UN become a useless, you know, club where everybody bragging, complaining, you know, but nothing really can take it because there is no any more international law. There is no any more respect between the countries. There is no any more even trust to any negotiations because if you are attacking leaders of country with whom you're negotiating, what kind of the trust you want, especially from Iranians? Or do you think Russia gonna trust, you know, West for, okay, let's go and have a peaceful deal. We're gonna guarantee you that Ukraine never will be attacking you again. Heck no, we've been on this road. And we don't want to have
Victor, stay there. I know you gotta go and it's late at night in Russia. I wanna do a 2 minute break. I wanna give you the floor when we come back. Your message to President Trump. Very good chance he'll see it, especially if I make some calls. And he can be reached at some point. He's very smart in ways, very childlike in others. I'll be point blank about it. I want you to have the floor when we come back, your message to President Trump and the American people, because we are 2 minutes to midnight. The atomic scientists' clocks the closest ever. I don't just believe them. I agree. Stay there. Back in 2 minutes. Victor Boot's our guest. Follow him on X at Real Victor Boot. Stay with us. Now, briefly, we got to avert this, folks. And I'm not funded by the Israelis, the Russians, the Chinese, the Easter Bunny. I'm funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm in court. My crew's in court today battling the bad guys. We are counter-suing them. It all came out. The CIA was behind all this. We're winning, but I can only do it with your support. I need funds to fight this war. I'll never quit. Okay, I'll bullhorn from under a bridge if I have to. But this crew is awesome. We're having a huge effect. We're reaching masses of people. We're targeted by foreign governments. We are your champions. I need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. We've extended it one day. Buy one bottle of the best iodine out there, T3, and get a bottle free. Or ultramethylene blue, buy one bottle, get one free. That's how we fund this operation. The products are incredible. Take action now. Help us stop the next pandemic, nuclear war, and all this garbage. Back those that stand up for freedom now at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm committed into your hands. Take action now. We'll be right back with Victor Boot. Stay with us. We have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now. On top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 25% off on top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good, we want people to try the incredible products. The ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off. So stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the Ultra Methylene Blue Tincture and get one free, or mix and match the two. So extend it until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free, the very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition with 1776 and or the other design, Don't Tread on Me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air in the fight against...
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Anybody saying we're in a boring news cycle is an idiot. The world has never been in more danger. It's following the classic path of war planners. We are on the verge of nuclear war. Days, weeks, months. And we have a satanic elite running the West that are completely psychotic and on power trips. Victor Boot, in closing, your emergency message to President Trump, the American people, the people of Europe, the world, about what you think we should do to avert this ongoing game of chicken that's leading us to the verge of ending all life on the surface of this planet. Victor Boot.
Yeah, well, first I want to address to President Trump, you know, it's in his control. If he is a real president and he is really in charge of the biggest and most powerful military in the world, United States Army, and he's not controlled by Israel, look, you can stop this conflict very easily. You don't need to go and talk too much to Europeans. You just need to give the order and cut off the intelligence and cut off the communication, like a Starlink, to the Ukrainians and the old neo-Nazis who are trying to stage this war. And actually, this is becoming a waste of resources and your people and your taxpayer money. Definitely, you've been running on the promise to American people, entire world. There's no more foreign, you know, intervention, no more stupid, lengthy foreign wars. Now, this is time to come back to your promises and deliver on them. So this would be peaceful era if you decide and break away from this globalist who trying to put entire humanity in this endless and eventually, you know, end of civilization as we know it. Because there is would be no winners in a nuclear war. But remember one thing, Russia never surrenders. And all attempts to put us in the corner, to force us, and we're going to do the regime change, or, you know, try to attack us with the small arms here and there, destroy our economy, will make you really, really disappointed. We're going to regroup, we're going to attack, and this time, believe me, we have enough strategic weapons to make the score at this game, if not 0-1 in favor of Russia, but at least it would be draw 0-0 and nobody wins.
Elaborate.
Well, look, again, we don't have any more time left. We need really to start stopping these endless conflicts and prevent the crisis, which is already on all over the globe, because the war in Iran caused a tremendous economic, you know, problems for all over the world. Even if it stopped now, still it will reverberate for next, you know, 6-7 months. We have a shortage of the fertilizer all over the world. We're facing a hunger very soon. We're facing numerous conflicts all over. And you've been bragging about this, you know, Nobel Prize that, you know, nobody yet gave it to you. So do what really any proper, you know, believer in the God will do. You you know, do what your heart tells you. Don't listen to all these advisors who are trying to tell you, well, you know, let's go. It will a couple of days with Iran and we do the regime change. Let's, you know, help Ukrainians. You know, they're going to attack Moscow. Moscow will cause the Russians, you know, to replace the government. You're wrong. It's absolutely wrong strategy. So I think that finally, you know, the voice of truth will prevail. And those people who understand where we're heading, you know, we need to put our differences aside. Sit on the one big table, negotiate the rules, you know, sign the new agreements, make, if you want, another Yalta 2.0. You know, after this, you know, let's do the war crime tribunal and punish all the war criminals who've been, you know, doing these enormous crimes against humanity for the past, you know, several years. And then, you know, after this, we need to stick to these agreements, which we can commonly agree with. And then the golden age would be upon the humanity. There's no way around. Or we're facing end of the civilization.
We're about to cross the Rubicon, and we haven't already crossed it. Victor Boot, I hope we can talk again next week, and we're not all in a nuclear war. Thank you so much. People can follow you on X at Real Victor Boot. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. God bless.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with Massive News. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'll start with Sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a Sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a Sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a Sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So we just talked to one of the leading leaders. You want to hear what the Russians are thinking. You just heard it for an hour. And the same psychotic globalists that launched COVID on us and opened borders and all the rest of it are launching these wars and expanding these wars. Look at this headline of the London Guardian. Ukraine war briefing. Russia pressures U.S. to clear way for attacks on Kiev. Their foreign minister tells Marco Rubio, Sergey Lavrov, that Washington should evacuate its embassies because Moscow is planning systematic strikes on day 1553. So that's where we are. Total cuckoo town. You have the Israeli national security head saying, we're not going to let Trump in the war with Iran. Okay, great. Well, we're losing that. As I said, we would. I said, very slight chance the Middle East fall. That was the Pentagon, too. And what do I get for doing that? Being right. Oh, I get the Israelis up my ass with the head of the national counterterrorism, Sebastian Gorka, running it. Total treason. Just like when Obama sick the FBI and CIA on me. So I just can't imagine the fun I'm going to have from this. I've already had a bunch of stuff happen. Oh, wonderful. Great. So nice. But whatever can happen to me is nothing compared to what's going to happen to us all if this insanity continues. Now, here's what I want to do. We've been focused most of the show for 2 hours on geopolitical and military stuff, and obviously that's the front burner. But I wanted to look at what the left's doing to the West. And while we talk about Trump all day going sideways, what the Democrats are up to and the state of things here. So I've got more on the Pope and AI. I've got the L.A. mayor's race that I've been sucked into the middle of. This is a microcosm of things. We've got the Islamic ongoing invasion with them bragging they're conquering the West, allied with the establishment. We've got so much to cover this hour ahead of a very special guest I'll tell you about in just a few minutes. That's going to be here. You don't want to miss in the fourth hour today. But I just want to remind listeners again, you're the Paul Revere's. Yeah, Bloomberg and the CIA and the Onion trying to take us over. They haven't. They didn't get InfoWars either. They lie about that. Coming after us, it is your financial support at thealexjonesstore.com that allows us to continue to fight. And it's not like you're just making a donation there. They can do a straight donation or straight contribution there. That's really great because we get the full funds off that. You know, not make the 30, 40% off a product when it's discounted. You're getting great products at the same time at thealexjonesstore.com. And I've extended just one day the buy one, get one free on Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best out there, game-changing. 99% of people feel it within 30 minutes. Clean energy with no letdown. It's so game-changing. So good for your body. Skips oxidation process in the cells and so much more. Buy one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue, get one free. Buy one bottle of T3, the very best, cleanest iodine. Takes about 2 weeks to kick in with that. Super game-changing. The missing link. It's essential. Without it, you die. Most people are deficient in it. Most cognitive problems and other mental and physical issues are directly tied to iodine deficiency. Just look that up for yourself. Iodine deficiency is the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world, according to the World Health Organization itself. That's the bad guys that make that. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. Buy one bottle of T3, get one free now with the very best bovine colostrum. It's all there. It works because I want you to get it again. You're missing out when you don't get it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, I want to go to a John Bowne report dealing with the total Islamic takeover and the epicenter being places like France and the UK. Then I got some more clips of what's currently happening there. And then I'm going to get back into all of the other news here today. And also talk about the Theo Von Joe Rogan controversy. That's been going on for 2 weeks, but I wanted it to mature. I wanted to talk to people involved. I wanted to see what was really going on before I go there. You think, well, why does Theo Von Joe Rogan matter? Well, no, it's a microcosm of what's happening in the mind and in politics. So we'll get to that coming up as well. But here's John Bowne's report.
I just think we need to make it clear that there can be no comparison between the Black Lives Matter movement and what we saw on January 6th. There were very limited destruction of property and violence during the uprising.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking unruly, but fires have been started.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
They just threw something on fire, Chris, a firecracker.
No one should be destructing property and that sort of thing, but I understand the anger.
What you are seeing now, these images, came and come in stark contrast to what we saw over the course of the daytime hours in Kenosha and into the early evening, which were largely peaceful demonstrations in the face of law enforcement.
On the six-year anniversary of George Floyd's death, yet another young life has been brutally extinguished, only to be met with a deafening silence from the establishment media. Henry Nowak, an 18-year-old first-year university student from Chafford Hundred in Essex, in the UK, was stabbed to death in the early hours of December 3rd, 2025, in Southampton, after a night out celebrating the end of his semester with friends, having consumed alcohol well under the legal limit. Nowak encountered Vikram Singh Digwa, 23, who was openly carrying a 21-centimeter ceremonial Shastar knife. Court testimony reveals Nowak was chased, stabbed multiple times, including a fatal chest wound, while Digwa had been boasting, "I am a bad man," moments before the attack.
What do you think happened there then? Henry pleads for help. Neighbors overhear him saying, "I've been stabbed. I'm dying." Shortly after this point, Digwa's family arrives on the scene. Video footage shows Digwa saying to Henry, "No one stabbed you, bro." They mock him. Digwa's father asserts, quote, "He's pretending," despite the video showing Henry literally prostrate, lying on the ground, bleeding. With Digwa's father then literally trying to prop him up. They tell police Henry's just a drunken racist, when his blood alcohol level, according to the toxicology report, was below the drink drive limit. Henry repeatedly tries to tell the police, quote, "I've been stabbed," to which a male voice responds, "I don't think you have, mate." Who said that? Digwa, one of his family members, or even more disturbingly, was it one of the police officers?
Nowak desperately, not unlike George Floyd, crying out that he couldn't breathe.
The prosecutor alleges that Digwa did not seek help for the man, did not step in to say to the police, he has indeed been stabbed by me. He knew he had stabbed Henry. Henry was telling the truth, and he had stabbed him in the lung. And the man, as he lay dying, was saying, I can't breathe, because he'd been stabbed in the lung. The cops did not believe him, and his assailant, who was claiming to be the victim of, quote, a racial assault, of which there is zero evidence, stood there and watched him die.
A student on a night out is stabbed multiple times with a 21 centimeter long knife. He's lying in a pool of his own blood, literally drowning in his blood. The police come to the scene. Instead of doing everything that they can to save his life, they handcuff and arrest the lad because there's an accusation of racial abuse. This is a scandal. Will the Home Secretary come to the house and say what she's doing to investigate the way the police conducted this matter? And can we have a debate on two-tier policing, which is doing so much to undermine respect for the police and for the rule of law in this country?
What makes this case particularly galling is the near total blackout from major outlets that would otherwise amplify similar stories into national crises. Compare this to the wall-to-wall coverage of cases where the racial dynamics are reversed. Far too many to even count. Britain and Ireland must wake up before more Henry Nowaks are sacrificed on the altar of political correctness. The lack of sustained coverage is an oversight. It's a choice that dishonors the victim and endangers us all. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Remember Arina Zaruska, murdered by a black man who'd been in jail 40 times, 30-plus times for violent assaults, attempted murders, you name it. Turned out the judge that let him go before he killed her, and by the way, he's now not facing, you know, any real charges because he's mentally ill, they say. She owns, with her wife, the treatment center that she kept letting him out to go to that then got government money. They farm the mentally ill. They farm the psychotics. They farm the homeless. That's why you see them everywhere. And there's plenty of crazy white people running around stabbing people, too. And they let them out, too, because this is all part of their Cloward and Piven strategy. But when it's a white person being killed by a black person, these DAs, the rest of them, let them go. And with Irina Zaruska, remember, 2 weeks ago, Elon Musk paid a couple million dollars to put up murals of her in cities. They took them down. Because they said it's evil and it's racist to remember a white person that was murdered. And it's the same thing in the UK and everywhere else. There's a I got a study here, 9,000% chance that a third world immigrant, they're mainly from North Africa, they're Muslims or Middle East Muslims, is going to commit a crime or rape. They're military age men. They're brought in, given no jobs. But now that's changing. All over the Western world, they are hiring Muslims as community police. They're creating new police forces that don't have the same standards. You've heard about that here. Oh, defund the police, create community police that are social workers. And they're armed with tasers and guns. And you see the articles for a long time, but now it's everywhere, where New Mexico and Illinois are some of the first states I saw 20 years ago. Now it's everywhere. Municipalities in red states are doing it, are hiring illegal aliens to be police. Well, over the weekend it came out. I looked the actual story up, that a farmer in Ireland, they passed environmental rules a few years ago saying you can't mine out the peat moss that, you know, ships here and they sell at Home Depot and Lowe's. It's great for your yard. They're building all these new facilities for the illegal aliens. Then they militarize them and say that they're local enforcers. And then they go out and take the farmers' land and arrest everybody. And you look at the 50-plus, quote, community police that come to take the property, which are doing all over Europe, the Netherlands, you name it, and they're almost all Muslims. So they're not just bringing foreigners in to vote for them. They're bringing them in to dominate and control. This just happened a few days ago. A farmer in Ireland has been turned out of his own farming by a gang of migrants. The footage below was captured a couple of hours ago, but the situation was still ongoing. This is absolutely beyond belief. And I went and looked it up. It was in the local news. And I noticed when I posted the video, there were a bunch of, quote, Irish liberals going, yeah, they deserve it. Take their land. Remember, Kerry said 2 years ago, our climate change envoy, we got to cut half the farming or we'll starve. I've got to strangle you or you'll asphyxiate. I got to hang you or you'll live. I mean, it's I got to hang you or you'll die. So this is the oldest trick of the book to bring in outside military-age men. They said it's an army. It's an invasion. They built these barracks all over Europe, all over Australia. Look at this. And they're bringing them in. I already played this on the special Saturday show. But just so it's on record, it's like 10 minutes long. And they arrest the farmers and take them away. And it's literally foreigners who can't even speak English arresting Irish farmers. Oh, because we passed a regulation, you can't farm anymore. Here it is. And again, that's the big barracks that hold the invaders in. They train them up, prepare them. So this is what you're ready for. Remember this clip 10 years ago? I mean, there's thousands of these in Italy where the boats funded by Soros and the UN come in and land at the little town, and the police come and say, you're giving these illegal aliens your property, they're moving in, you're kicked out, including the owner, and they just took it over and they live there. And they house them in hotels all over Europe. And the same thing here in the United States. This is the takeover of our civilization. This is the takeover of our societies. This is war. And 9,000% higher risk of having one of these Muslim invaders in Europe, got the study right here, it's up on alexjoneslive.com, stabbing you, raping you, or killing you, robbing you. And they're brought and they're taught by the NGOs 6 months to a year in the NGO prisons where they're brainwashed. Whites are evil. Europe must fall. Go and do this. Do whatever you want. We'll then hire you to be the auxiliary police. You are going to rule. And I got all these clips of Muslims, new ones, saying, we're here to take over. It's the end of whites. You know, all the shows, BBC, the Vikings are all black. You know, the founding, and the average black person is not bad. They're using them as a set piece. And under political correctness, you can't speak out. Oh, you're stabbed. You're bleeding. We're not going to help you, the police. There's no way this Muslim stabs you. I'm dying. Blood's everywhere. Sorry, we don't just not report when Muslims kill you or stab you or rape you or kidnap a girl and put her in sex slavery. We won't even give you aid. There have been multiple cases in the UK and Canada where they, in one court case, where they fired the nurse and the court ruled, it's true, she's fired, she's banned. It's like 5 years ago. She said a man with a beard and tattoos, 6 foot whatever, comes in and says, I'm here for a pap smear. I'm here to have my cervix checked. And he gets up in the stirrups, and the nurse comes in, and she said he had a large penis. He's wearing a skirt, a large penis hanging out. And he goes, I want you to probe my vagina, and I want you to check for problems in my cervix. She said, you have a penis. She's fired. That's a cult, folks. Guy gets up in the, you know, for the gynecological exam, puts his feet up in the stirrups, and the nurse walks in. There's a dude with a giant penis. He says, what's in the court thing? He says, large penis. He says, check my cervix. She says, you got a penis, buddy. Fired. Same thing. I'm stabbed. Blood everywhere. No, you're not. Muslim said, I didn't stab him. He's racist, sir. And they're like, yeah, you're racist. Bye-bye. Go ahead and die. Go ahead and die. Yeah, they pulled up an article. I guess it happened in France, too. It's everywhere. French gynecologist suspended for refusing to treat trans woman. It's everywhere. It's their religion to push us and make us put up with their cult. It'd be like taking a horse into a Ford dealership and saying, I want you to change the alternator on this. And you're like, it's a horse. There's no alternator on a horse. It's not a horse. That's a Ford F-150 2014 red pickup truck. You're like, no, that's an Appaloosa horse. That's a quarter horse. No, it's not. That's a Ford F-150. Lariat. You're like, no, it's not. It's horse. You'd be like, if I told the listeners and viewers, you're racist if you don't say I'm wearing a black jacket. And you're like, that's baby blue jacket. I'm like, no, it's not. My eyes are black. Your eyes are blue. My eyes are black. They, 2 plus 2, in 1984, O'Brien is torturing Winston. And he goes, listen, I'll say as many figures as you want. He goes, no, I don't want you to see 2 plus 2 and not say 4. I want you to say whatever I say, and I want you to actually see it. After months of torture, he finally goes 2 plus 2. He goes, what do you see? He goes, I see nothing. He goes, you see 6. He goes, I see 6. Yes, now I've brainwashed you. Now you're done. Now I'm going to kill you. It's about breaking your will. It's about making you submit to them. And I did some research on this. We're going to cover it when we come back. But in Canada, they passed the law a year ago, or almost 2 years ago, a psychiatrist or psychologist, talking about the new priest class, can see you for 5 seconds at a grocery store, a gas station, church, a doctor's office, walking down the street and say, I have certified you mentally ill. It's not like the Baker Act where, you know, you got a reason, the person's acting crazy, and they at least check it for it. No, you disappear for weeks or months, and then it is the psychiatry system there that has killed over 100,000 people the last 2 years, and now they're saying if you're an adult, they'll make the psychiatrist your ward, and then they will kill you. And it's all about setting the precedent. Vancouver researcher detained for involuntary mental health assessment. And it's because he'd been speaking out about communist Chinese infiltrating the town, which on record, even their own military caught 50,000 of them there in fake police stations and takeover. And it turns out he's right about it. And that's what they do in China. Oh, you're mentally ill. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. The guy is an academic, high scores, very well-spoken, good-looking guy. Looks like a Calvin Klein model. No criminal record. And last time, they've just been holding him for a whole long time. And he even got videos out, so they took his phone away. He's just there totally calmly. Here's my whole family saying I'm fine. You lied about that. This woman saw him at a coffee shop speaking to people about Chinese infiltration. There's no way Chinese infiltrate. You're white. That's racist. You're stabbed. I'm bleeding to death. Pool of blood. No, you're not. You're white. This Muslim didn't stab you. Hey, check my cervix. Can't check your dick for certain. I'm sorry, sir. All right. You're fired. That's how this works, folks. It's a cult. They want you to submit to their lies. They had to break your will. It's all coming up on the other side. I really appreciate everybody tuning in today. And we got the professor coming up. This is a very sought-after interview with the professor. I'll tell you about that when we come back. Stay with us. Oh, and don't forget to share the link, alexjoneslive.com. They hate it when you do that. alexjoneslive.com. Almost all the products you see at the alexjonesstore.com that fund this operation and keep us on air are products that I use, that I like, that are ideas that I came up with. The knives we have, the supplements, the coins, these new Faraday cage, RFID, wallet shields, that's all stuff that I went out, I researched, that I thought was cool, that I then got Bigley to go out and get. And it took them 6 months, which was actually pretty fast, to get the very wallet that I bought at a nice department store for like $75, $80 six, 7 months ago and really liked, because it holds 20 cards, 20 bills. It is high quality leather and very lightweight, very strong aluminum. This is the wallet for you folks. It's amazing. We have them two designs, 1776 and Don't Tread on Me. Comes in a nice box. Also is a great gift. The new Freedom Shield wallet. The new Freedom Shield RFID wallet is here. It comes in two powerful patriotic designs, Don't Tread on Me and 1776 with a ring of stars. Made with top grain leather and aerospace grade aluminum, this thing is slim, strong, secure, and built for everyday carry. It'll last years, years, years. It holds 25 cards and 20 bills, has RFID blocking protection and secure cash strap and quick pull tab access. And let me explain this. I know most of you know this, for those who don't. Thieves and criminals and people that corrupt gas stations and places, they don't just put a fake card reader, it's a real card reader, under the reader so that they're getting your information and then selling it and, you know, stealing your identity. They also can scan with just a device that can be in a briefcase or even a small bag. They can scan your cards and get their information off of the chips. Okay? And so that's why spies, law enforcement, you name it, for many, many years, spies for decades, but law enforcement, everybody else, accountants, you name it, they all have wallets like this. And we're going to come up with a bunch of other great Faraday purses and wallets and bags, because that's something people really want. My marketing research was, I think it's cool, I'm into it, and sure enough, the Faraday bags, we've got limited supplies of, sell out within days. These are going to sell out very, very quickly as well. I'm cutting this live on air on Wednesday, May 20th, 2026, I would imagine the limited run they got, just 1,000 of each one of the two designs, will probably be sold out in less than a week. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and fund the operation. They also make a great gift. So I paid upwards of the exact amount, like $80 for the one I got and I love. Well, the regular price for these is $69.99, but today, right now on the sale, it's $49. And for VIPs, it's $10 less, $39.20. Now, that's why everybody wants to be a VIP. $30 a month, just like Amazon, you know, Prime, you're Prime member. You instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, and sales on top of every item on top of the sales. If you're buying anything, be a VIP. And it's not a commitment because it's in your profile. You can one click, unsubscribe anytime you want. Okay, so it is so simple. But then you get all the special deals, the special offers, and then you get the special emails and things, and it reminds you of the great work we're doing. Because I want a long-term relationship with you. I want you to enjoy the products we have. We got a big buy one, get one free sale that ends tomorrow. Flash sale, massive. Buy one T3 iodine tincture, the very best, get another one free. World's Methylene Blue, the very strongest, get one, buy one free. Or mix and match, buy one or the other, get the other free. At thealexjonesstore.com. But while supplies last, get your new Freedom Shield wallet. I know it's going to sell out quick. It's a great product, and thanks for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
It's Alex Jones.
Out on the streets, that's where we'll meet. You make the night, I always cross the line. Time to talk bills, abuse the sales. Get in our way, we'll put you on your shell. Another day, some other way, we're gonna go.
Man, that interview with Victor Boot last hour. Clip's been posted to X and to Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. But when the whole thing goes up, it is so accurate. It is so dire. I mean, Russia is getting ready to hit European targets where the weapons are being made. They're getting ready to flatten. They already started a Kiev ground invasion. Remember, I'm the guy that told you 4 months before it happened. I said they'll invade by early February or late February. They did. I'm telling you, I don't get up here and hype stuff just to hype it and say stuff to be sensational. When I say something, it's because it's going down. Or we're on the trajectory for it to go down. So say your prayers and get politically involved or get radiated. Unbelievable. So let's hit this story. And this ties into Theo Von and Joe Rogan. And that whole controversy. If you study the old Soviet Union, you study the Nazis, you study tyranny, you know, 150 years ago in the UK, there's movies about it, you know, countless, everything. About psychiatry doing crazy stuff and having really psychotic, sociopathic, evil people, in some cases, running it. I mean, 100-something years ago, a guy just invents sticking a ice pick into the front of somebody's brain and just stabbing it, the cerebral cortex, and then they'll behave themselves. Yeah, because you just made them retarded. That's lobotomies and shock therapy and, you know, sending high-powered electricity over the frontal lobe, just basically frying it like you're frying an egg or bacon. And you know, trephany, you know, goes back to the old, quote, surgeons just screwing a hole in your brain and cutting a piece of it out. That'll make you behave. So Canada is even worse than the Netherlands. The Netherlands is the second worst. In the West, you know, China's big on psychiatric tyranny because it's extrajudicial outside the courts. But in Canada, they've in the last year, they killed 100,000 plus people with euthanasia. They're pressuring people to kill themselves. And when the state makes you a ward and commits you involuntarily, you become a ward of the state. And they're now killing. We've had the experts on it, broken it down, killing patients against their will, euthanizing them, saying, you're mentally ill, you're our ward, we're deciding we're going to kill you. Now, they tried to pass a law last year to do that. There was actually a revolt by doctors finally. They backed off passing a law, but they're already doing it. And so this is no secret. It's just hard for me to even believe this is happening. And now they're saying they're going to start, they have already started killing small children, saying they have a right when they're tricked by a psychiatrist to say, I want to die as young as five to be killed. So they go and they brainwash these people in the colleges. They pick the sociopaths, the people on the power trips, the mad scientists, Bill Gates Jr. types. And then they give them all this power. And then they go out and find all these mentally ill people that have been put on drugs, brainwashed, whatever, mainly white women. The majority of the people being euthanized are white liberal women. And they run TV ads, how beautiful it is, how the government kills them. And so there are a lot of these cases, and you hear the Me Too movement where they admit now 70%+ of police reports of women's rape are fake. Still, it happens for real and is wrong. That really abuses the women that are actually being targeted. But this is similar where you have the psychologist and psychiatrist who can just say you've been assessed. They can just look at you and say, you're going to be involuntarily committed. It's not like the Baker Act the U.S. has, where it's one day just to check if you're, you know, you got a witness. They say they saw this. They'll be civilly liable. They lied. And that's dangerous enough, though. I've seen some crazy people that needed help. And we used to have a really tyrannical psychiatric system here in the United States. But with the cases that came out in movies like One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, that got dialed back. Of course, we don't even have real mental institutions for the crazy people now. They're on the streets. But wealthier people and well-to-do people that the political system wants to target, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, that's who they're now targeting. Same thing in China. So they just scoop you up, grab you, get you for a few weeks, months, drug you, and then say you're mentally ill, and then they euthanize you. So this case of Nicholas Jordan Wagner, he had been putting out, he's a medical student, academic, physicist, he'd been putting out reports criticizing the communist Chinese takeover of Vancouver, other things. So a psychiatrist reportedly saw him at a coffee shop talking about the Chinese takeover, which they admitted like 2 years ago, 50,000 Chinese troops here in the country, fake police stations they were running, infiltrating the government, Trudeau saying, I want to be a dictatorship like Xi Jinping. China's main production facility now is not Mexico or Venezuela for fentanyl, it's Canada. The government won't prosecute against it. I mean, that's a known thing. But let's say he's crazy and believes there's Chinese hiding under the table. He still has a right to say that. He's not violent. He has no record. Well, they just pull him over and say, hey, you got saw at a coffee shop. You said something you shouldn't have said. You're going in. And this was reportedly weeks ago. And I saw videos, now they're taking his phone away, where he shot him inside there totally calmly talking. Hey, you said my family said I was nuts. I have sworn affidavits here from him. So imagine the power these people have. Nicholas Jordan Wagner, a Vancouver researcher and activist, has become the center of a growing online firestorm after videos of his involuntary psychiatric detention under Canada's Mental Health Act spread across social media. 27-year-old, who posted lengthy claims about Chinese influence operations in Vancouver and government corruption, was taken to a Vancouver General Hospital after a traffic stop involving police and mental health crisis team. Now remember, they put hundreds, well, actually thousands of people in jail, some for years, that peacefully protested the lockdowns. According to videos shared by Wagner himself, Vancouver police officers and members of the CAR 87, a joint mental health response unit, stopped him. See, oh, the secret police don't grab and disappear you, it's the psychologist. Stopped him around 23rd before transporting him, and it goes on from there. There's a whole bunch of people that are being held as well. So the point is that the UK, the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, they are tyrannies now. There's a timeline of due process activism and British Columbia's mental health. But this is a government that literally leads the way in murdering you and calling it euthanasia. Medically kidnapped man detained him in controversial videos reportedly based on psychiatrist's opinion. And now they want to prove he's mentally ill. Now they want to prove he's wrong. He'll be lucky to make it out of there alive. Because these are cult members, folks, who believe the end justifies the means. Same ones pushing poison shots on you and lying about it. They're the mad scientists. They're the top of the ruling elite. This is the cult. Here's a clip.
Yeah. Okay. And this is Dr. Emery. He's a resident psychiatrist, senior resident. He's on a rotation with the CAR 87. We're part of a program that includes Vancouver Coastal Health and the Vancouver Police. Okay? Mm-hmm. And what we do is we go to people when there's different reasons that come up. Every case is a little different, and we go to people to see them where they are, especially if there's been issues with trying to find them and talk to them. So in your case, I think you were certified under the Mental Health Act just, I don't know how long ago, but like maybe 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. Were you aware of that? Dr. Taylor saw you in a cafe. She didn't certify you. I think you filmed part of it. And then she spoke with your family, got some more information, and, you know, you're going to have to turn that off.
So just one sec. What the officer just told me is that, you know, you and I can set up a meeting and we can chat then. So why don't we do that, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not turning the camera off. I have a legal right to keep the camera on. If you don't want to make the appointment now, we can do it at another time. But, you know, that's what the officer just asked that we do. So why don't we do that?
So I'm going to certify you under the Mental Health Act. We're going to bring you to a hospital, do testing on you. And you're going to talk to a psychiatrist in a controlled environment because we don't believe that you're going to attend an appointment.
I've never been given a chance to attend an appointment.
So he's certified.
Yeah. I've never been given a chance to attend an appointment. Okay. What is going on? I was never given a psych eval or nothing. He just looked at me and said, you're certified.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know why, but it's up to the doctor. So if you,
but no, he didn't even give me an eval. He just looked at me and said, I'm certified.
I get that.
Please consider what you're doing.
And pause. Back it up 30 seconds. This guy is, and I've seen the videos now that he took his phone away, but incredibly cogent, incredibly under control. he's kidnapped and he is calm. I mean, I would have big problems. And then, oh, you're mentally ill. You don't like being grounded on the street for no reason? Okay, well, this person saw you and one of you certified. I just looked at you and just talked to him for a minute. He's totally cogent. You're certified. Abracadabra. Magic word, baby. Bye-bye. Canada is the testing ground for the worst tyranny in the West. It needs to be liberated. It is. Everything you see in Canada is coming here, folks. You are obsolete. Reminds me of a Twilight Zone episode. And this is what the left's all about. Oh, you don't believe two men can have a baby? You don't believe a man has a cervix? We'll just take your kids. Oh, you're not letting us say your little 7-year-old is really a girl? We'll just take him away. We'll take Elon Musk's son. It's a cult. It's about power. And if they say jump, you say how high. Finish the clip.
And you're going to talk to a psychiatrist in a controlled environment because we don't believe that you're going to attend an appointment.
I've never been given a chance to attend an appointment.
So he's certified. He's certified.
Yeah. I've never been given a chance to attend an appointment.
Oh, he's certified.
What is going on? I was never given a psych eval or nothing. He just looked at me and said, you're certified.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know why, but it's up to the doctor. So if you,
but no, he didn't even give me an eval. He just looked at me and said, I'm certified. Man.
I get that.
Please consider what you're doing and please think about the fact that I'm more than happy to come in for an appointment. I'm happy to go through and do everything properly. Okay. I've been completely compliant with everything.
Yes, you've been really good.
Listen. Notice the psychiatrist says, I don't think you'll show up for the appointment. It's all magical power. It's a priest class, like ancient priest classes saying, bring us your firstborn to be sacrificed. Continue.
Please think about the fact that I'm more than happy to come in for an appointment. I'm happy to go through and do everything properly. Okay, I've been completely compliant with everything.
Yes, you've been really good with me, Nicholas, but listen, that's his call, and unfortunately we can't go back on that.
He hasn't talked to
me. You have to get checked out by a
doctor. You're with me at a very regular...
You don't need judges. You don't need juries. It's his. It's over. It's his call. And then people are like, oh, well, maybe they're right. Who knows? Meanwhile, in Canada, you cook fentanyl. You don't go to jail. Meanwhile, in Canada, you stab somebody. You're not white. You don't go to jail. Oh, the tent bar stayed open. Walmart stayed open. But your church, 2-3 years later, they were arresting preachers, holding them to solitary confinement because they opened a church up. The preacher's like, the damn Walmart's open down the street. Doesn't matter, bitch. We say you're not essential. Remember, L.A. said 2 years in, you can have church now, but don't sing. Because opening your mouth spreads COVID. But Black Lives Matter, rioting, that's good for the earth. So as he gets out, if he ever makes it out, Nicholas Jordan Wagner, I want him on this broadcast. Since they pulled up the clip, I'll go to Theo Vaughn and tie this in with Joe Rogan in a moment. Let's play that short clip from the obsolete man, Rod Serling, the master of fighting tyranny. Imagine TV like this on today. Here it is. Oh, it's not ready? I saw it. It looked good. Pull up Obsolete Man. Just go to YouTube. Go to X. Just type in Obsolete Man. Yeah, here, go ahead and roll it.
Crony. Obsolescence.
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state but will soon have to be eliminated because he's dealt out of flesh and because he has a mind.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian, sir.
a librarian, having to do with books.
Yes, sir? Books.
All right, let's stop there. Professor Zhang, highly sought after, interview with him in the fourth hour. Really viral information, really smart guy. That's come up. I'm going to go start going to him here in just a moment. But let me go to Theo Von. I've known Joe Rogan since 1998, been friends since 99. Great guy. But he has this thing where he goes, well, Alex had a mental breakdown in the past. You know, Theo Von's having one right now. He disagrees with something you said. And there's a big backlash against that. And, of course, Theo Von said, no, I'm not suicidal. People tried to spin it. Oh, my God, Israel might kill him now because of Joe. Joe's apologized. Joe didn't mean anything bad by it. But it's the power of this psychological claim. It's this power. Instead of calling you a Nazi, and so you're discredited, now you're just mentally ill. When it's the left that wants to make as many people as they can mentally ill to control them. So here's some of the interaction with Theo Von and then his apology. But it just ties into the public is very, very awake to this and concerned about it. Here it is.
Like, one of my goals is to get off of antidepressants completely, man. I want to feel how I'm supposed to feel so I can have thoughts and actions that, like, make me. Man.
So why did you take them in the first place?
Because I was in a bad relationship 20 years ago and I was having a tough one to me and then I never got off.
Really?
Because when you get off, it's that, I think we talked about this once, it's hard.
Yeah. Once and probably you're addicted to them.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, I've talked to Theo, I apologized to Theo, and Theo and I, we started laughing 5 minutes into the conversation. We had a long talk, but one of the things that he told me was that video, this woman had said to him that she wanted him to make a video for suicide awareness. And so he said, look, I'm just trying to not end my own life. That's a very Theo thing to say.
Yeah.
When you take it in that context, it's not as scary. But when you see it by itself, you're like, oh, Jesus, I got scared. I got scared, first of all, because I love Theo.
So again,
and second of all, because
the internet made this whole thing about Joe. Joe didn't really do anything. And the point is, I've told the story where Joe, like 2+ years ago, said, man, you're a good looking guy. You're going to die of a heart attack. You're your own enemy. You're a fat ass. You need to lose weight. And his buddy, Sean Johnson, his workout partner, goes, I'll start training every morning. 7 a.m., let's go. And you saw what happened. I lost like 70 pounds, gained about like 10 back. I'm still in great shape compared to where I was. So that's how Joe is. And he's like, you should get off this stuff. They know in psychiatry it makes you more depressed. They know it's toxic. They know it's bad. They know what they're doing. So the bad guy is not Joe Rogan here. It is the psychiatric system. And his advice to Theo was good. The internet spun it all up. Tried to tie it to Israel somehow. Oh, Joe was doing that. So when Israel kills Theo, they can say it was suicide. I mean, criticize Israel all day. We do, but do it on real things. Don't make stuff up to get there. But that's what's happened. It's a firestorm on the top stories. We should be worried about AI. We should worry about nuclear war. We should be worried about the globalists. Not this type of stuff, but I've addressed it. There it is. All right. Now I'm going to go to this interview with the professor. And then we'll continue on with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Harrison Smith coming in. Be sure and take his live feeds on Alex Jones on X, rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live, and alexjoneslive.com/show. That's the news site where you can go there and share the links from there. Whatever you do, take action. That's how we change the world. And I salute you and thank you. But you're the brains, the guts, the heart, the horsepower of this operation. So please take action. And separately, tonight at midnight, we extended it one day. Buy one bottle of T3, the best, cleanest iodine out there. Incredible for your whole body. Get a second bottle free or Ultimate Methylene Blue, the very best Methylene Blue. Buy one, get one free, or mix and match. Get one bottle of T3, get a free bottle of Methylene Blue, vice versa. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. You're missing out when you don't get this. 90%+ reorder on these. These are our best-selling products. I want those of you on the fence to get these now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And be sure to become a VIP. $30 a month, cancel any time, one click. Get $40 spend the store, special deals, special offers, and so much more. Become a VIP right now. And be at the tip of the spear with us, thealexjonesstore.com. Here is the start of the interview with the professor. Well, John Shui Kin is our guest for the next hour. I appreciate him early in the morning being here with us from China. And you got John Kiriakou, who I've been talking to for years, but has exploded, one of the top people now on the internet. And you got him. I mean, I got to say, these two guys right now are dominating, and that's a beautiful thing, because I've been watching this stuff for at least a year or so, but now he's really exploded, and that's exciting. So in this brief segment, some stations don't carry this first five. We're going to break about 4 minutes. We'll join stations after that. I wanted to ask him about just himself, his awakening, and when he started doing public stuff, because I've been aware of him about a year, but it's beautiful to see him in all my feeds. It's beautiful to see the attention he's getting. This is really exciting. He, professor, is Beijing-based, instructor, teacher, host of the popular YouTube channel, Predictive History. He grew up in Toronto, graduated from Yale College in 99, and he's worked to promote education reform in China ever since. He went viral for three predictions made in 2024. He accurately predicted that Trump would win the second term, that he would start a war against Iran, and with the final prediction that the U.S. would lose the war, turning out to be true, it's already happening. So YouTube, Predictive History, predictivehistory.substack.com. Professor, thank you so much for joining us. We've just got like 3 minutes to talk about you, and then we'll go to break and join some stations. But, wow, just congratulations, reaching so many people, doing a great job. What do you account for all of this? Just the fact that you got your finger on the zeitgeist?
Yeah, so, you know, like 5 years ago, I knew who you were, and I thought you were this crazy conspiracy theorist. And right now, I'm just catching up to your awakening. And I think a lot has to do with the fact that everyone around the world has recognized that there is something very much wrong with the world. And I'm helping them through the process of trying to create a new worldview that helps them better understand how power works. So I want to thank you for fighting the good fight all these years. And I think the world is slowly catching up to what you've been teaching for the past 20 years.
Well, thank you for that. I got to say, you've taken it to the next level, because the way you put things, the way you break it down is very, 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 very deep, but also very understandable. What is it like for you? I don't know if you know this, but I mean, when I said that, people talk about Candace Owens, great, she's great. Tucker Carlson, you know, good friend, great. But they've been around forever. Tucker for 30 years. You have just exploded. I mean, what is it like to go from zero to a trillion miles an hour in just a year?
Yeah, so I've had a very classical education. I went to Yale, and I was an English literature major at Yale, and I was taught to think very critically, very rigorously. But I've always had a very mainstream understanding of world events. I always believed that 9/11 was, in fact, a terrorist attack. I believe the moon landing was real. I believe JFK was assassinated by a lone gunman. So I believe all these things for most of my life. And after COVID, I was forced to reimagine the world. And so I used a lot of my rigorous training in order to formulate a better, more nuanced, more subtle understanding of the world. In terms of fame, I'm sort of surprised by how much I've blown up online. But because I'm based in Beijing, where no one really speaks English, I haven't really felt the impact of this fame. I have three young kids, and I spend most of my time taking care of my kids. I just spent my morning sending my eldest to school, and I had breakfast, and now I'm talking to you. So I'm very thankful for my family, because they kept me very level-headed throughout all this time.
So you're very grounded, which is a good thing. I just want you to know it's not hype. I'm sure. You're probably reaching, I would have to guess, probably 400, 500 million people a week now. I mean, that's conservative. I've looked at the numbers.
Right. I'm not really sure about those numbers, but thank you for the compliment. Yes.
It's big, buddy. That's a low estimate. We're going to join stations in 60 seconds. Stay there. Really blessed to have you. We'll be right back. The Great Awakening's here. Nothing can stop it. Stay with us. YouTube, Predictive History.
Then at midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him is coming to a close. And liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars. And InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones, because if you just go to alexjoneslive.com, The website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name, where he is continuing. It hasn't missed a beat! If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app, where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter, X, where he still has 4.5 million followers, because despite the lawyer's attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed. And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Zhong Shui Kin is our guest. He's a professor, and he is in the zeitgeist. We only got him for an hour. I'm going to try to shut up and let him talk, give us a presentation. He's very gracious at 6 a.m. where he's at in China to, or whatever time it is to give us this time. Predictive History on YouTube, predictivehistory.substack.com. So for stations that didn't carry us, you were talking about the fact you're classically educated, in Toronto and then at Yale, but you were using a false data set of what we were given instead of breaking out of that, to kind of paraphrase what you said. So leaving off there and then wherever you want to go with your big predictions that are coming true, I think it's safe to say Trump was tricked into this war, sold that it would dominate energy and all the rest of it, but that was only one layer of it. I want to get into why did the U.S. attack Iran? Why can't Trump negotiate a ceasefire? Why did Trump visit China? Is the U.S.-China grand bargain in the works? Is there a new realignment? Will Trump abandon Taiwan? Are the U.S. and China secretly collaborating to roll out an AI surveillance state? Is a civil war in the United States coming? Will Trump get a third term, as he's been talking about, or being the new Israeli prime minister? So, Professor, stop whenever you want, because, you know, I'll love to talk. But I want, if you can, for the time we have, you've got the floor here. Give us a presentation to wherever you want to go. Thank you so much.
Right. So the first thing that your audience should understand is that this war in Iran, it's a structural war, meaning that there are larger geopolitical forces at work to make this war possible. So it is not just the whim of one man. It is true that Trump was tricked into this war. And it is true that Trump is trying very hard to get out of this war because he understands the economic, political repercussions of this war. But I would say that there are different factions involved that want to make this war possible and want to prolong this war. So the first faction is the American Empire, the deep state, the national security apparatus. And the reason why they want this war is that in order to maintain the empire, they need to be able to control energy flows. And after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, there's a real fear that Russia could unite the Eurasian continent, right? Create this grand alliance between Iran, Russia, and China. If that were to happen, then they could just trade amongst themselves. They could negate American naval power. And so that would basically cause a collapse because, unfortunately, right now, the U.S. dollar, it's a Ponzi scheme, and it relies on more and more nations buying U.S. treasuries. But for these past few years, more and more nations have been buying gold. And so with this Russian invasion of Ukraine, people have lost confidence in the American empire. They lost confidence in U.S. treasuries. And so America was facing a fiscal crisis. So this war against Iran is to assert American control over key maritime choke points around the world, including the Strait of Hormuz, including the Strait of Malacca, the Strait of Gibraltar, the Panama Canal, the Cape of Good Hope, all the major choke points around the world. And by doing so, the hope is to force the entire world to rely more and more on American energy. Now that Middle East oil has been taken offline, China, especially China, Southeast Asia, Japan, South Korea, are more have become much more dependent on American LNG and energy from the Western Hemisphere. So Trump recently visited China, and apparently they're going to sign a major deal in the next few weeks or the next few months where China will purchase more and more American LNG to compensate for the loss of Qatar. Okay, so that's one element, that the fact that America is trying to maintain the hegemony of the U.S. dollar and trying to save its empire from collapsing into a Ponzi scheme. Okay, that's the first element. Second element is the eschatological factor, in that you have many Zionists, both Christian Zionists and Jewish Zionists, who are embedded in the national security apparatus, and they believe that this war in Iran will start a chain of events that will ultimately lead to the second coming of Jesus, and as well as the coming of the Jewish Messiah, and really the creation of the Greater Israel Project. So that's a second factor. And the third factor is that right now the American economy is not doing well. Trump is interested in a third term.
Thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine clause is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at the AlexJonesStore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is AlexJonesLive.com. And on Rumble, Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
And if a war breaks out in Iran, it's a forever war, then that might give him the constitutional pretext in order to justify a third term. So I would say that there are much larger geopolitical factors at work, and we need to take these factors into account before we can fully appreciate how this war will develop.
And we have to look at your original predictions that came true. Maybe that's the time now. And the third one, that we've lost the war. And I totally agree with your what you said is very nuanced. Trump was sold to block the IMEC corridor, to block China and India, and to stop the BRICS, but really it's only accelerated it. Now he's actually listening to the Pentagon and his advisors and trying to pull out, but it looks like a day late, a dollar short, because it's already 86 days in, a little too late. He's already really hurt the dollar, hurt us worldwide. This is a disaster. Now he's run to China to do an alliance, hopefully to get out of this plan. Because obviously us going down will create a world depression and get China too. So there is this Dan if you don't, old globalist bargain, that final piece that he ran away from, he's now running back towards.
I mean, that's exactly right. I think Trump is very much stuck between, it's really stuck. So, you know, if he withdraws from the Middle East, which is really militarily the best strategy, what would happen is that Iran would dominate the Middle East. And so they would close off the Strait of Hormuz and collect tolls in order to rebuild the economy. GCC nations like the UAE and Saudi Arabia would be extremely vulnerable. Now, the GCC invests heavily in America through a system called the petrodollar, right? Where they sell their oil in U.S. dollars, and then they recycle these U.S. dollars back into the American economy by investing trillions of dollars into the AI sector, into the financial system by buying U.S. treasuries. So if Iran were to dominate the Middle East, then the petrodollar would collapse. Israel would not countenance a strong Iran, because Israel is very much concentrated on achieving the Greater Israel Project. It will not stop the war in Lebanon, which is crucial to a ceasefire between the United States and Iran. So for these reasons, Trump is really stuck where he is.
So bottom line, you're saying in the equation, it's Israel that is jackknifing the whole thing. And Israel's already saying we're taking Lebanon, at least the south. They're already selling. Realtors are already trying to pre-sell houses as they just blew up 30,000 plus Christian homes. I mean, again, I don't have a hard on for Israel, but Israel has tried to come into the power vacuum in the U.S. and is literally engaged in the most maniac type behavior. Because if you look multi steps ahead, they're a pariah, but they don't stop. What is Israel's calculus, Professor?
I think Israel is very much, the attitude in Israel is very eschatological. It's messianic. They believe that this is literally the end of days. They are very close to the return, or the coming of their Messiah. And the series, they've already launched a series of events, a chain of events.
Exactly. So if you're in a cult, you don't look at second, third, fourth order events. You don't play chess. You don't think 50 years ahead or 20 years. You just, nope, we're taking over. That's it.
Right. And also, we have to remember, like, Gaza, from their perspective, it was very much a ritual sacrifice where they have, you know, commit themselves all in their eschatology. And so they can't stop now. They just have to finish things as
they are. Is that called Amalek, where they declared genocide?
Well, I think Amalek is their enemy. But I think the idea is that they want this war in the Middle East because this will lead to a chain of events that will usher in the
Sure, but under Amalek, you kill everybody.
Well, because they're your enemy, right? Because it's either you or them. It's really a fight to the finish. They really believe that if they were to show mercy and clemency to the Palestinians, then when they grow up, when the children grow up, then it'll be much worse for them. And so they need to do it now, or in 10, 20 years' time, they might be finished as a society.
We talk about biting off more than you can chew. The United States dropped 7.6 million bombs on the Vietnamese, who won't give up to anybody ever. Not the Chinese, not the Japanese, not the French, not us. We only dropped 22,000 bombs on them. I mean, Israel's biting off more than they can chew, thinking all these people are just going to roll over. What they think all the Middle East is going to roll over and let them take over?
Right. So unfortunately, in their cult, in their eschatology, the real world doesn't really matter. The material world doesn't really matter. What matters is relationship to God. So what they're trying to do is create a condition where the entire world is aligned against Israel. And at this time, when the entire world wants to destroy Israel, when anti-Semitism is rife throughout the world, when armies are marching against Jerusalem, then at this particular time in history, all the Jewish people around the world will feel tremendous regret for neglecting God in the past. They will open their hearts to their God, Yahweh. And at this time, Yahweh will heed their need. He will feel love for his people. He will forgive his people. And at this time, history will end. So unfortunately, according to the Kabbalistic tradition, according to the Torah, this is the condition that they must create in order to save the world, when all the Jewish people must sin to an extent that they seek God's forgiveness.
Wow, sounds like a death cult. So continuing now with these different pieces, you got Russia, you got China, you got the EU, you got what's left of the U.S., you've got Israel on this weird, you know, crusade or whatever. How do you see these forces tying together with your prediction? Well, I think it's basically happened because war of attrition, the mullahs didn't fall. War of attrition, they can hold the straight. Trump knows he's killing the economy. He wants an off-ramp, but Israel says they won't let the war stop. What is your prediction with the U.S.? I think at this time's lost the war. Then what unfolds out of this?
Right. So I think we are at a critical crossroads in our history where there are multiple outcomes. And I certainly hope that China and the United States can work together to maintain a status quo. They are working very hard in that regard. But I think the most likely outcome is, first of all, Iran becomes a forever war where the United States is just stuck there for the next 10, 20 years. There's really no way out because to abandon the war right now would be to abandon the American empire. And these past few months, we've seen that Trump is very intent on maintaining the American empire. And it's very possible that in the next few weeks, he orders an attack against Cuba in order to conduct regime change. And after Cuba, you might have Greenland, you might have Canada, you might have Mexico. So unfortunately, it seems as though America is very much intent on maintaining its empire primarily through the use of force. So that's my first prediction, that Iran is a forever war. My second prediction is that to maintain this forever war, the United States will have no choice but to institute a military draft for young people. Mm-hmm. So, starting December, as you know, all young men will be automatically registered for the Secretary of Service. And this is a precondition for the draft. So I think a draft is very much likely. You know, Palantir has called for a national draft. So there are many powerful forces behind the idea of a national draft. For Palantir, a national draft is great because it allows them to create a surveillance state. It allows them to track everyone's movement. So that's my second prediction. There'll be a national draft. My third prediction is that at some point we'll see the destruction of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It'll be a false flag. It might be that an Iranian missile flies through Israeli airspace, and then suddenly, you know, the Al-Aqsa Mosque is imploded, very much like 9/11. And the Israelis will blame the Iranians will blame the Israelis. But if that were to happen, then we can see a religious war break out throughout the world.
Exactly. So Israel will all in with a false flag. I'm sure you've seen this, Professor. It's one of your data points. They've had top Israeli officials on TV say, we ought to blow up that mosque that's built on top of the Second Temple to trigger this religious war and force America to fully back us. I mean, this is crazy town.
Look, like all the elements are in place to create the third temple, right? So they have the red heifers, these perfect red heifers that were genetically engineered in Texas. They've been flown into, Israel. And so they can be sacrificed to consecrate the grounds for the third temple.
Yeah, they already sacrificed one right by the temple.
Right. And they have conducted archaeological surveys of Al-Aqsa Mosque for the past 2 years. And people speculate that what they're really doing is they're planting bombs for controlled demolition on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Benjamin Netanyahu has visited the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and said that it's entirely possible that the Iranians will blow this up because they are crazy people. You have a Jewish rabbi in Israel say, wouldn't it be wonderful if, the Al-Aqsa Mosque was blown up by the Iranians, because then the Arabs and the Persians would go at each other and these animals would just kill each other off. So you have, and then the Jewish something called the Temple Institute has already actually built the third temple brick by brick. And all they have to do is just move that temple onto the grounds of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So you have all the ingredients in place for false flag operation and for the destruction of the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
You mentioned Cuba. I was told by my sources, I'll leave it at that, months ago that when this Iran war fails, because the Pentagon believed it would, this is right out of Tampa, Florida, where it's all run, they said next Trump, if that fails, is planning to go into Cuba. Now, the CIA met with him 3 weeks ago. They said, we may give him a role, Castro, kind of like Venezuela. They leave the vice president in charge or something. But, yeah, no, I can tell you right now, Trump is seriously considering an invasion of Cuba as a distraction from the Iran failure. You were kind of predicting that. Give us your take on that, sir.
Right. So I think that what Trump didn't recognize was that a war against Iran would turn out into a war of attrition. He really believed when he first attacked Iran, that would be very much like Venezuela, where it's a decapitation strike, where the regime is extremely unpopular. And if you kill the Ayatollah, then the military would turn against the mullahs, the people would rise up on the streets, and then they would declare an American victory. So that's what Trump was hoping for. Now that it's turned into a war of attrition, Trump doesn't really like the optics of this. And so I can imagine next few weeks that he declares an invasion of Cuba in order to secure a quick, easy victory in order to boost American morale. And quite honestly, if he were to attack Cuba, it's very hard for Cuba to resist an American invasion.
Well, you're absolutely right. So break down what you think this attack on Cuba might look like, sir.
Well, I think it might be a replay of Venezuela, where they surround Cuba. They're already embargoing Cuba. Cuba is running out of energy and of food. Russia is trying very hard to resupply Cuba and to support Cuba. But the reality is that Russia is too far away and Cuba is too vulnerable. And so I think that if you have an embargo and then you have elements within Cuba to stage a color revolution. And then if you were to do a quick special forces assault to decapitate the regime, then the government would fall very quickly.
I agree. Venezuela and Cuba are much easier than Iran. Looking at Iran, they know the negotiations always get broke. They know they make a deal, they just get bombed in 6 months. So because they're cornered, it makes them strong. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, to quote Nietzsche. If they can control the strait, existential, force to withdraw U.S. forces, they don't have to make any deals, they get reparations, then they win. I don't see Trump agreeing to that, but they have no other course, but then they also hold us by the balls. So it really is like a Mexican standoff here. And I just hope the Iranians can give, at least on some level, to end this, because Trump now figures out he got set up so he can pull out of this.
Well, I mean, there are three major sticking points in these negotiations. They say they're 95% there. It's the last 5% that's very problematic, right? So the first sticking point, as you mentioned, is Strait of Hormuz, where Iran wants sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz. And America can't allow that because basically it would surrender the entire Middle East to Iran. So that's the first sticking point. Second sticking point is the nuclear issue, where Trump wants the uranium and Iran refuses to give it up. But the third sticking point, which is the most problematic, is Hezbollah, where Iran says that whatever ceasefire that we agree to applies to our proxies as well. So both the Houthis, to Hamas and to Hezbollah. And Israel would never ever agree to stop this war against Lebanon. So I think...
And Israel, as you're saying, said they won't stop. And as soon as this peace deal started to go through, they started bombing Gaza and Lebanon yesterday. You're exactly right.
Right. So there's absolutely no way to a ceasefire, because if Iran were to give up Hezbollah, then Iran would be extremely vulnerable to attack. It would lose all credibility. IRGC would split up into a civil war, because you have one faction that would never ever give up Hezbollah. And so there's really no way for the United States and Iran to come to a ceasefire.
By the way, you just hit a key there, because I've read that over the years of decades studying Iran with top CIA analysts I've talked to. They set it up where it's not vertically integrated, it's parallel. That the mullahs told them, if somebody tells you give up, kill them. They're not giving up.
Yes.
Because they're totally right. Compartmentalized. They're not, that's why they're so strong.
That's exactly right. So they have something called the Mosaic Defense right now, where the IRGC is divided into like 31 separate command and control centers. You have 31 provinces. Each province is independent. So you don't have a leader in place. What you have is an ideology. What you have is an eschatology. And so there's basic principles to this eschatology, which includes to defend the proxies at all costs.
So we have two ideologies. End of the world, Jewish messianic behavior versus Shiite great Mahdi behavior.
Holy Mahdi.
Yeah, so this is dangerous.
It is dangerous because both are waiting for the coming of the Messiah, right? So the Jews are waiting for their Messiah, and then the Iranians are waiting for the coming of their 12 Iman, who will lead them to victory against the Antichrist.
If you were Trump, give the president advice. People listen to you. What would you tell him to do? Because we know he looks for a face-saving way to get out of this, which I get. If we don't have face-saving, the dollar dies. We're screwed. We're in a very dangerous position. So how do we face-save?
If I'm Trump, what I would do is convene a meeting, and I would invite China, I would invite Russia, I would invite India, right? This is what's called a C4. I would also invite Japan, and this part of this C5. And this is what Trump wants to do as well. The reason why is that as long as these nations agree to a new world order that's multipolar, and they agree to share power, then it's entirely possible to come to ceasefire in Iran. And that, I think, would be the best move for Trump right now.
I agree, because, I mean, point blank, Israel's the problem here. They're the expansionists, they're out of control, but they just won't give up. So what happens?
Well, I think that Trump is stuck where he is because the Zionists are able to exert tremendous political control over the United States. So look at Thomas Massie, who was an extremely popular congressman in Kentucky. His constituents loved him. He was very charismatic, very articulate. And he's a very principled man. And then the Zionists spent about $35 million and they put up this no-name individual who was very camera shy, who had absolutely no real ideology. And he won. And not only did he win, but he won by quite a lot. It was a 10-point victory.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, this shows you the power of the Zionists in America.
But they expose themselves in the process. Professor, I want to come back and just, you have the floor. Where do you want to go? The weird fake alien invasion, they got all these wild cards going. Will Israel do a false flag? What's going to happen? We'll talk about it all straight ahead. Stay with us and share those live feeds now with our special guests. Professor John Shuai Ken is our guest for another 26 minutes. Can't wait to get him back for commercial-free podcast in the near future where he can send us all the points he wants to get to. But just in the time we have, I've watched so many of your lectures, so much of what you break down, I agree with like 95% or more of it. And you actually teach people, bring a lot of angles. For people that don't know, the world's in a major turning, a major time of change. The elites are trying to reposition. We've been talking about Trump and China and Russia and where all this is going. The EU is in so much demographic decline. They need a war, they say, to try to, you know, just survive. And even Elon Musk, 2 years ago at the World Government Summit, put on by the World Economic Forum, said, normally when there's a big turning, we have a war. We can't do that now with 10 billion people and all these weapons. We got to stop. We have to transcend this. But the elites don't ever stop doing that. They just mass more wealth themselves, which actually then hurts their overall wealth because there's not real wealth there for them. How would you describe the moment in history we're in and then all the alien invasion hype and all the culture wars that are going on? Just big picture, as a human alive on this planet, where you think humanity is, what the general public can do, and then just... because you're very polite, keep stopping, so I jump in, which is a great banner. But I want to hear you just go with an assessment to millions of viewers right now of where you think we are and what you think we should do.
Right. So we are at a time in history which is basically imperial decline. We've had many imperial declines before in the past, Rome, Athens, Persia. And there are three major symptoms of imperial decline that is leading to all the chaos in the world. So the first symptom of imperial decline is something called elite overproduction. And this is a phrase coined by the historian Peter Turchin. And his argument is that what leads to wars, revolutions, and civil wars is the fact that you have too many elite competing for too few positions of status and power in the world. So you can argue that right now there's a civil war going on in Washington, D.C., between the old guard, financial, global oligarchs as represented by Wall Street, and a new guard, Silicon Valley tech bros who want to bring in an AI surveillance state. And they're all competing to control policy and financing in Washington, D.C. So that's one symptom of our age, elite overproduction. The second symptom of our age is over-financialization, where too many people are in debt and the elite use debt as a mechanism to control the people. And so unfortunately, America no longer makes things, it just gambles. You look at young people nowadays, they spend all their time on OnlyFans, they spend all their time on gambling with cryptocurrency and on Polymarket. They're looking to get rich. And so over-financialization has led to corruption, it's led to debt, and it's led to complacency. And the third symptom of an age of imperial decline is a demographic crisis. We have too many old people, not enough young people. So young people nowadays refuse to have children. So the fertility rate all around the world, it's collapsing, especially in Southeast Asia. If America didn't have immigrants, then America would also face a demographic crisis. So these are the three symptoms of imperial decline. And unfortunately, the elite, who are not that smart, who are not that forward-looking, who are not that strategic, they're trying to basically put out the fire. And so that's why you have this massive immigration into the Western world in order to solve the demographic crisis, in order to solve the fiscal crisis a lot of these nation states are facing. That's why you have these wars going on around the world, because America is very much trying to maintain its empire and trying to force other nations to continue to buy U.S. treasuries. Otherwise, the U.S. would face a sovereign default crisis. And that's why you have so much discontent in America right now, so much inequality.
We aren't funded by foreign governments. We're funded by you. And I sell you great products that really work, so you love them. Methylene Red Capsules are in. Clean Daily Energy, Mental Clarity, Brain Function, Focus Performance, Cellular Energy. No crash, no junk, no watered-down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, focused, keep moving. Our Methylene Blue is the best. Our Methylene Red Proprietary. Our Bovine Colostrum is the best. Our Irish Sea Moss is the best. Our Shilajit is the best. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. I am so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support. Your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have Ultra Methylene Blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest, best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com separately. I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 trifecta iodine at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so. Most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products, so it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Collectives.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still, and will always be, 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We're told for 30 years, humans are bad, cows passing gas are bad, life is bad, having a dog or cat is bad, it's killing the earth. Methane gas is evil, which we all know is a lie, it holds in the atmosphere. So you have to live under austerity, you can't have a car, air conditioning. Obama famously told Africans and Latin Americans and Middle Easterners before he left office. Suddenly they shift and end the Paris Accord and say, oh no, now we need 100 times or 1,000 times the power for AI. So now don't worry about your power, but now AI is going to take our power. They're trying to bet everything on that. You have the WEF 2 weeks ago saying we need an AI savior. What are they really doing with AI, and why do they suddenly drop their carbon taxes and all that and then just jump to this? Because they put so much into that.
Right. So the main issue with capitalism is that banks are able to print money as much as they want. Let's say it's an infinite money printer. And when you do that, then people no longer feel strained to work hard. And so the entire point of the economy is to exploit people's energy and to focus that energy into wealth creation for the elite. So you constantly need to manufacture crises in order for people to work hard. And so before, it was the fear of the Soviet Union, right? That's why we have to work hard, because we have to prove that capitalism is superior to communism. Otherwise, we'll all live under a dictatorship. And now they're going to manufacture an alien invasion in order to scare people. So the point is not to create fear. The point is compliance. And there are different mechanisms in order to engender compliance.
And I totally agree with you, because you have all of the decades of pre-programming in movies, and Spielberg's movie out next month, all of this coming out at once. Clearly they're planning something big there. Why don't they be true aristocrats, as old lords in China and Europe and everywhere said, make wealth, educate people. Our wealth isn't educated upward people. Only idiots try to feudalize them and control them and dumb them down, because now you've dumbed yourself down. This idea where under COVID, the elites doubled their money, the average person lost half their half. That was the elite actually losing their money. If I have $1 trillion in the bank, but there's nowhere to take a yacht or nowhere to go on a vacation or nowhere to own a beautiful home or nobody to take care of my horses, then I don't have the wealth. Don't they get the wealth is in people? I think it's robots. They fundamentally are retarded. There's something, but I get the fact that they're so sociopathic and predatory is how they were able to amass it. They're missing that link, that the wealth is in a rising tide, raising all ships. They don't understand that fundamental.
That's exactly right. So you have a situation where the elite got into power because they're sociopaths. Sociopath means you lack empathy. Empathy means you lack imagination and the capacity to see things from a broad perspective. So they don't think about the larger social good. They just think about how to screw other people in order to accumulate more wealth. And so they
instead of creating a great system that people invest in and get successful, like not defending Xi Jinping on all his issues, he's got major problems with. You can see under China's leadership and under his, he is there specifically trying to empower and create wealth for the average person. Because obviously that's why you have a stable society. What world wants to fuck people? I don't even get it.
Yeah, so
normally an empire will go pick one group to screw over and steal from. That's an empire. But no, this is like, let's screw our own people in the empire. That is a recipe for destruction.
So this is a very similar situation to the fall of the Roman Republic, where before the fall of the Roman Republic and the rise of Augustus Caesar and the rise of the Roman Empire, the oligarchs were in charge. And these oligarchs were the most depraved individuals you could possibly imagine. So millions of Romans had no land. And there were a lot of land controlled by the Roman state. And so Tiberius Gracchus, a reformer at that time, he had a very simple solution, which is like, you know, let's just give this state land that no one's using and give it to poor people so they can farm the land and create wealth for our economy. That makes complete sense. It hurts no one. It benefits everyone. And by making this proposal, Tiberius Gracchus was beaten to death on the streets of Rome by the senators, because from the perspective of the senators, everything belonged to them. So it just shows you how depraved, how suicidal the elite are.
They didn't get their wealth would increase by doing that.
Exactly. But for them, it's not about wealth. For them, it's about control. It's about power. It's about status. It's about being controlled always, making the world revolve around them. And so America right now is facing a very similar situation. And we know historically what this means. It means that America has two paths ahead of it. It could either descend into civil war, or it could allow for the rise of a monarch or a king.
I was about to say, the next step in this is always out of the oligarch phase, we get a dictator phase.
That's right.
Speak to that.
Yeah, no. Historically, this has been true. So you look at Rome, and you have this crisis where the oligarchs had too much power, and the people were suffering under debt, slavery, and inequality. And so this allowed for the rise of a dictator. The first possible dictator was Sulla, and then you had Marius, and then you had the rise of Julius Caesar, and then ultimately you had the rise of Octavius. Which led to the Roman Empire. So
would you say what's the modern model of that? Would it be Putin first and now Xi Jinping?
Exactly, right? So Putin and Xi were able to rise because of these internal conflicts where the elite was too corrupt, were too rapacious, too predatory, and so you need a strongman in place in order to reduce their power. Otherwise, society collapses.
And a lot of Americans told me, I didn't agree with this model, but I said, they thought Trump would be that. That's a lesser two evils. Instead, he has now become a creature of Israeli special interest. And so he's neither a new Caesar or a new George Washington. Instead, he has hitched himself to really infamy, I think, destruction.
Well, unfortunately, Trump is very emotional. And whoever has access to him is able to plant ideas into his head. I mean, essentially,
I can say 100%. The last thing he agreed with was what he did, which is the problem is he shifts like the wind.
Yeah, yeah. So unfortunately, you know, Tulsi Gabbard could have been a very important ally to Trump because they both want to reduce the power of the deep state. They both want to put the CIA under control. And now with her removal, then a great ally, a potential ally of Trump has been removed. And now he's just surrounded by these Israel first Zionists who are just spreading lies into his ear every single day.
How do you think they captured him? Because I don't think they had full control. He had Abraham Accords that were overall good, but he Netanyahu was the first person to congratulate Biden as a foreign leader. People know Trump, so he doesn't like Netanyahu. Is it Epstein? Or I heard you say, clearly, I think Trump's compromised by it. If not him, it's people around him.
I don't think Trump is in the Epstein files. I would bet very good money that if you just open up the Epstein files 100% and you just looked at it, then Trump is not at all compromised. This is a man who does not drink. This is a man who eats at McDonald's because he's afraid of being poisoned by...
No, he's a control freak. He's not in Russia getting pissed on by hookers. He's not being...
Exactly.
So how did he... So why did he do this?
Well, I think there are two factors at play. The first is that I think from an early age, Trump knew that he was born for a higher calling. He's been trying to become president of the United States for decades because he really believes that he can save America. And so he's always had this messianic calling deep down inside his heart. And I don't think people really appreciate that. That's why he's doing what he's doing, because he really believes that he has been put into on earth by God in order to save America. So that's one factor. And there's really this play to that, right? So if you go to Mar-a-Lago, and I'm sure you've been to Mar-a-Lago many times, there's a replica of the Ark of the Covenant. The Israelis love Trump. Every time he goes there, they just flatter him to death and say that you are the Messiah. You know, you are Cyrus.
I totally agree. Whereas everybody else attacked him with what they wanted, they've learned to just kiss his ass.
Exactly. So that's the first factor. And the second factor is that if you go back to January 2021, he really was at, it's really seemed as though he was dead in the water because January 6th riots had happened. There was a second impeachment against him. His entire cabinet abandoned him. Even his daughter, Ivanka, and her husband, Jared, they sort of like moved away from him.
100%.
So he was really isolated. And then there's that raid on Mar-a-Lago. So he really, really was under a lot of strain. And at this point, I could easily imagine Miriam Adelson and Benjamin Netanyahu, they reach out to him and says that, you know, we can help you restore your power, but you will have to adopt an Israel first agenda. So I think these are two very important factors to explain why.
No, I totally agree. That's what happened. They came to him and said, we can rebuild you. They didn't support him for real before. They came to him and he sees them as his savior. And so now he's in bed with them.
Yeah. So if you look at the Butler assassination, you know, like the ear, the blood on his ear, the fact that he, you know, he lost his shoes. This is a strange coincidence, but if you look at the Bible, Leviticus, there's a passage in there that says that, you know, if the Jewish people are going to appoint a person for a special mission from God, okay, a Messiah figure, basically, then there has to be a ritual where there's a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice, and then that, the blood from that sacrifice will then be dapped on that person's, ear, right ear, as well as his toe. And so that Butler, assassination was very similar to a ritual initiation.
Yeah, I agree. He didn't know, but it was a setup. I agree with that. He didn't know. And literally, that's why they tackled. It was all a big ritual, how they had the cameras, everything ready. But you couldn't fake it. His face, that was all real. I totally agree with you.
Yes, yes. So it seems as though Trump is being used by this release for a special purpose, unfortunately.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's left. You got to come back soon for an hour and a half, commercial free, and we'll put it on the main show because I really appreciate you really doing a great job. What else is on your radar people should know about and then is happening out there? And what you made a lot of predictions that have come true. What do you think is coming next?
Look, so I think one big thing that people are sort of ignoring because of this focus on these negotiations in Iran is Russia now is very angry at Ukraine. For the longest time, Putin has shown tremendous restraint. But a couple of days ago, the Ukrainians attacked a student dormitory in Luhansk, killing 6 students. And Putin was visibly upset when he was talking about this.
He's been very careful to only hit Ukraine at night and not your civilians. He got really pissed.
Exactly, exactly. And now we're seeing this massage barrage against Kiev. And so what we need to keep in mind is that there's really no way for the Ukrainians to defend against Russian ballistic missiles. And at any point, Russia can basically reduce Kiev into rubble. And the Russians have shown tremendous restraint in this regard. But now it seems that the gloves are off. It seems as though the special military operation will expand. And
well, that's what I was told 2 weeks ago by Victor Boot. He's got Putin's ear. He said gloves are coming off.
Exactly, exactly. So it seems that this war in Ukraine will expand. The Europeans will be brought in at some point. We may even see false flags attacks in European capitals in order to justify a draft, in order to justify sending special forces and volunteers into the front lines of Ukraine. But
I agree. We're entering the phase of false flags.
Exactly, exactly. And eventually there'll be a false flag in the Strait of Hormuz to justify an American invasion, something very similar to the Gulf of Tonkin, where an American battleship might be sunk to the ground, sunk to the into the sea. So it's a very worrying time. So I would say that's number one to focus on. Second thing I would focus on is Cuba, where I think that Trump is desperate for a victory. And Cuba is a very, very easy victory for him. But if he were to do that, then the entirety of South America would be up in arms, literally. And we can see more conflict between the South Americans and
plus,
Trump.
Professor, Trump, you know, history repeats. The CIA set Kennedy up with the Bay of Pigs. So my concern with these operations is they may want to embarrass him further. They could set him up in Cuba.
I mean, the reality is that it seems as though Trump has lost control over his own administration. It seems now that his administration is on autopilot. You have many elements within the American deep state that want these wars to because it benefits the military-industrial complex, because it extends their empire. So it doesn't seem as though Trump is really in charge anymore. It seems more like he's a scapegoat, and he has to constantly.
No, I agree. So they're preparing to set him up for what they do.
Yeah, well, I mean, I mean,
what do you make of Trump begging Xi Jinping to open the strait months ago, literally running to him for help? That shows desperation.
Yeah, I mean, it does show desperation, but we have to remember that China is also very anxious to end this trade war. So I actually live in Beijing. I can tell you right now that the Chinese economy has been suffering for the past 5 years. And
I can tell you our inflation is on fire. We don't like it either. It is bad.
Exactly. But right now, Chinese don't spend any money. And there's no consumer confidence. And there's a lot of money fleeing this country to the United States. So I think both countries are desperate for a solution. And, you know, Trump coming to China and being respectful, that I think is very good for U.S.-China relations. You know, Trump has said that he's going to pause this $14 billion arms shipment to Taiwan. And so if you just read Chinese news media, if you just look at Chinese social media, people are very optimistic that there's going to be rapprochement between the United States and China in the next 6 months.
Couldn't Taiwan depoliticize it and just stay out of it for a while?
So the issue in Taiwan is actually much more complicated than people give it credit for. So I think that if left alone, then Taiwan and China will reunify peacefully, because right now both are heavily economically integrated. The issue is Japan. So last November, Prime Minister Takayuki of Japan said that Taiwan is core to Japan's strategic interest, meaning that if Taiwan were to reunify with China, then China could embargo Japan and block Japan's access to the Strait of Malacca, as well as Southeast Asia. And Japan is very much an export import dependent economy.
Do you think that's a well-founded fear or just an echo of World War II?
I think Japan has absolutely no choice but to remilitarize, given the current geopolitical climate. Japan can no longer depend on the United States for military
security. And we
know
security. Japan, particularly gets economically cornered, they go to military.
They have a very strong military. They have the best blue water navy in East Asia. So China is primarily a land power. Japan is primarily a maritime power. So Japan will have to protect its trade routes. It will have to protect the Strait of Malacca. So what's going to happen, I think, is a reemergent, resurgent Japanese Navy. And this is going to pose huge problems for China.
Because we study history, they'll immediately get in the fight.
Well, they're already in a fight because before November, there were millions of Chinese tourists going to Japan. There were thousands of Chinese immigrating to Japan. These two nations were very close. And then because Prime Minister Takayuki made these comments, you now have a massive reduction in Chinese flights to Japan. China is limiting rare earth imports to Japan. There's talk even of China not allowing Japanese flights to use Chinese airspace. So you can imagine if the Japanese are no longer able to fly through Russian airspace as well as Chinese airspace, this is going to massively impact their aviation industry. So unfortunately, I think that you will only see an escalation in rhetoric between China and Japan.
I agree. So bottom line, we're in a new world war. It just hasn't been defined yet.
I think we're already in World War III because people assume that war is where militaries clash. But just the nature of the world today with nuclear weapons, it's very hard for armies to actually go into the battlefield. World War III will be much more economical. It'll be really about strangling each other's economies, right? So the trade war between the United States and China was really a preview of World War III, but as things progress, and it seems very likely that nations deindustrialize in order to reduce their oil dependence, they remilitarize, and they become much more nationalistic.
Which is how World War II started with Japan. All right, powerful interview. Thank you so much for the time. Predictive History on YouTube, predictivehistory.substack.com. Professor, thank you so much. We've been very gracious. Please join us again. Thank you so much for your work for humanity.
Thanks, Alex. I love talking to you, and I hope to do this soon.
Yes, sir. God bless you, and thank you, and be safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We got a whole other hour coming up on this live Sunday transmission. Stay with us. Wow, that was incredible. That guy is smart. You want next level information? You just got it from the professor. God help us is all I can say. I mean, the fourth turning's here, and it's going to be one hell of a ride. Anybody telling you we're in boring times is a liar.
Hey, I just think we need to make it clear that there can be no comparison between the Black Lives Matter movement and what we saw on January 6th. There were very limited destruction of property and violence during the uprising.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking unruly, but fires have been started.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
They just threw something on fire, Chris, a firecracker.
No one should be destructing property and that sort of thing, but I understand the anger.
What you are seeing now, these images, came and come in stark contrast to what we saw over the course of the daytime hours in Kenosha and into the early evening, which were largely peaceful demonstrations in the face of law enforcement.
On the six-year anniversary of George Floyd's death, yet another young life has been brutally extinguished, only to be met with a deafening silence from the establishment media. Henry Nowak, an 18-year-old first-year university student from Chafford Hundred in Essex, in the UK, was stabbed to death in the early hours of December 3rd, 2025, in Southampton, after a night out celebrating the end of his semester with friends, having consumed alcohol well under the legal limit. Nowak encountered Vikram Singh Digwa, 23, who was openly carrying a 21-centimeter ceremonial Shastar knife. Court testimony reveals Nowak was chased, stabbed multiple times, including a fatal chest wound, while Digwa had been boasting, "I am a bad man," moments before the attack.
What do you think happened there then? Henry pleads for help. Neighbors overhear him saying, "I've been stabbed. I'm dying." Shortly after this point, Digwa's family arrives on the scene. Video footage shows Digwa saying to Henry, "No one stabbed you, bro." They mock him. Digwa's father asserts, quote, "He's pretending," despite the video showing Henry literally prostrate, lying on the ground, bleeding, with Digwa's father then literally trying to prop him up. They tell police Henry's just a drunken racist, when his blood alcohol level, according to the toxicology report, was below the drink drive limit. Henry repeatedly tries to tell the police, quote, "I've been stabbed," to which a male voice responds, "I don't think you have, mate." Who said that? Digwa, one of his family members, or even more disturbingly, was it one of the police officers?
Nowak desperately, not unlike George Floyd, crying out that he couldn't breathe.
The prosecutor alleges that Digwa did not seek help for the man, did not step in to say to the police, "He has indeed been stabbed by me." He knew he had stabbed Henry. Henry was telling the truth, and he had stabbed him in the lung. And the man, as he lay dying, was saying, "I can't breathe," because he'd been stabbed in the lung. The cops did not believe him, and his assailant, who was claiming to be the victim of, quote, a racial assault, of which there is zero evidence, stood there and watched him die.
A student on a night out is stabbed multiple times with a 21-centimeter long knife. He's lying in a pool of his own blood, literally drowning in his blood. The police come to the scene. Instead of doing everything that they can to save his life, they handcuff and arrest the lad because there's an accusation of racial abuse. This is a scandal. Will the Home Secretary come to the house and say what she's doing to investigate the way the police conducted this matter? And can we have a debate on two-tier policing, which is doing so much to undermine respect for the police and for the rule of law in this country?
What makes this case particularly galling is the near total blackout from major outlets that would otherwise amplify similar stories into national crises. Compare this to the wall-to-wall coverage of cases where the racial dynamics are reversed, far too many to even count. Britain and Ireland must wake up before more Henry Nowaks are sacrificed on the altar of political correctness. The lack of sustained coverage is an oversight. It's a choice that dishonors the victim and endangers us all. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
Have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now. On top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 25% off the top on top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good, we want people to try the incredible products. The ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off, so stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the ultramethylene blue tincture and get one free, or mix and match the two. So extend it until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free. The very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition with 1776 and or the other design, Don't Tread on Me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air and the fight against...
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.